Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Helios Dibbles Hour, the Book of the Sun. I am your host, Dry Bones. This is a special one. This is the Easter Day special. And this program is named appropriately. This is what I call brain connections. We just happen to be on the thread. And we kicking knowledge. You know how we do on the thread. Getting opinionated. Topics on, seeing what we don't see, some with somebody else, we all seeing at the same time, all seeing eyes right there, we seeing it. And then somebody hollered out because of what took place in Chicago, Bolsheviks. I said, oh, hit a spot, mama. At all I seen that day, bam, I told him straight up, we're going to do a show on this. I got so much info. And then I dig so deep today and yesterday. And those of you who are here out of town, celebrate, enjoy yourself, please, safely, all y'all family members, please, enjoy yourself. This is the MIA. But let's get back. After all that was taking place on, I said, man, let me, I got so much on this. It makes so much sense because most people don't even talk about Bolshevism. Now, after the dude went to Chicago, he, on his wedding day, anniversary, he gives a speech at a socialist, you know, thing. I'm like, okay. He coming right out. So you can't say you ain't been warned, Chicago. Man went straight to socialism. Then I said, well, this all makes sense. Because everything on this program is so factual that it comes to fruition within days after it's been spoken on different things that we all be on. It just, boom, they got to put out. So we equated this program to Black Jesus. And see, being that these allegoric principles will be involved in this day's program. Now, I had a program I wanted to do with my brother and good friend, Reverend Pinckney out of Benton Harbor, Michigan. But I knew he doing Easter because he got his own congregation. I said, you know what, hang on. I want him, if he's able to listen, because next week we're going to do one called the Water Wars or the War of the Gods, Water. So he is going to be hopefully our special guest. We're going to confirm it, but I didn't want to take him away from the day's program. So if you listen, I sent that out. That's why I give you time to do what you want to do. But if you do come on here, regardless, you know you're always welcome. So just in case, just want to give you a time of glory. So we want to get it on. Vindication is always what we're about. That brother's been vindicated about that water war. Now, like I said, we'll be going and equating all this to the Black Jesus concept. Now, this is going to be really easy because Black Jesus, and for those who don't want to say Black, just say Jesus. All y'all have the same concept regardless of all persuasion. But Friday was Good Friday. Now, y'all know the Passion of the Christ, they beat the living hell out of Jesus. I said, damn, they showed a movie. The man who made the movie, Gibson, you ain't see him too much after that. A lot of people made, you know, he showed the Sanhedrin and all that. So I'm going to be able to equate this movie to the Black Bolsheviks. It's similar in nature and in kind. It's a people who are allegorically Jesus, being totally downtrodden, written. Everything that y'all said is imaginable could be happening, right? Well, a group of socialist Soviets were already killing and fighting for their revolution. It's called the Bolshevik Revolution. And it makes sense that this is a worldwide phenomenon because every nation has experienced some communism, factional things within their country. I can go on and on all day with that, but I'm going to shorten things so we can get everybody in on time. Man, I got you. Don't worry. 11 o'clock, I'm looking for fire. Now, after all this is going on, I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. You look at the thread today, the picture. At the end, these were the leaders who were fighting the Bolshevik War. Were these rich oligarchs wanted to rule the peasants. The peasants was going to rise up, just like every other movie. Robin, peasants rise up. The proletariat rise up. Y'all been saying proletariat. The proletariat rises up. That's the Jesus story. He was going to rise up. The Hebrews and Israelites, whatever you want to call yourself, because it's allegory today. We're gonna play real, real deep today. I hope you got your minds on because it's going to be way over some of y'all. Now, this group decides that they're fighting a rich oligarchical group who are considered Khazars. Not hard to figure this out. They were considered Khazars. And they fight in the same region that we told you they were going to be fighting. They fighting, about fighting back then. And Russia expelled them, killed Nikolai. They killed them. That's when you get all them Bass Bruton, all them, all that stuff going on, they going berserk over there. Now, after this group of socialism or socialists, they came up with slogans. There was no word racist. This is a fact. The word racist is created by that group at the end of the collage of pictures. Feel free to look it up. Facts do matter on this program. And we do like to wage, but people don't like to bet no more. I guess it's going to be rough on you soon. But in this bloody revolution, it never stopped. It didn't tell you that part. So what this group did was designed a format and to able to spread this ideology throughout the world. And you know, they got together. I'm not making this up. They got together and decided that the blacks, in, of all places, the blacks in America is possibly the only group that could conceive the plan of worldwide socialism. Now, that takes a lot of thinking, don't you? I mean, these people, I mean, come on. You say they can't do it, but today we'll see. Just like y'all say they couldn't kill Jesus. Now, Jesus went worldwide. Well, not worldwide. He just went a little bit in the neighborhood. He was able to get his message somehow worldwide. Ain't that amazing? Wasn't worldwide in the beginning. It was just local. He was like, you know, getting off on the local people. And by the way, if you want to know the facts about something, that name Yahshua was prevalent. Everybody was a Yahshua back then. That's why they say Yahshua ben Yahshua. Yeah. Now, let me equate these two before I open up the floodgates. Here it is, this Jesus figure in America, which would be called Black America, is catching hell. Just like the Hebrews over in Israel. Catching hell. Tax, being taxed. But all of a sudden, a group come over here and indoctrinate these black folks in a time when indoctrination should have been tough. You already got one faction, maybe two factions over here, maybe three factions over here already trying to, you know, supplant ideology in the black people after slavery, and particularly during slavery, because this is where the ideology came from, the using of the slave ideology. They were able to manipulate the blacks, because if you went through a lot of shit, of course you want something to be redeemable in your life. And socialism became redeemable. It is the new Christ to our people. It was a new savior to our people. At a time when the Ku Klux Klan was running rampant, white supremacy was running rampant, even though the group coming to you is white, this is the funny part. It's a white group coming to you telling you how bad they feel about white folks hurting you. Almost like today, like, this is strange. So they mad at these white, but there's a particular white folks. It's factions of white folks fighting that you don't even try to equate them into the game with you. But I guess it might be all sabotage. Who knows? Like Jesus was sabotaged. So after they got this ideology all out and put it into our people, they said, man, this is what they said. I got the paperwork here. If you don't want to lay it in my hand. They got together and said, you know, maybe we should just use the blacks. They know. They got the best. And they did this in the Second Congress of the Communist International. That's called the Second Congress of the Communism. And then Vladimir Lenin, leader of the Bolshevik Revolution of the Soviet Union until his death in 1924, recognized this was that we wasn't called African-American. This is new. This right. It was Negro. See, they don't add African-American because they got Jesse Jackson, who is of the Rainbow Coalition, to come up with this great name. And guess what? Jesse Jackson, I'll be telling Ray Fauntleroy, the old people still ruling. Wasn't Jesse Jackson standing right next to the dude who won Chicago, looking old as hell. He our Harry Kissinger. Jesse Jackson is the black Harry Kissinger. Still running shit behind the scenes. Now, let me get back to this. Now, this dude comes up with this thing, saying, you know, we got to use the Negroes as a distinct, see what it said, as a distinct oppressed nationality. And in 1920, he wrote that there was a clear distinction between the oppressed, dependent, and subject nations and the oppressing, exploiting, and the sovereign nations. He drafted these theses on the national and colonial questions for the Second Congress of the Communist International. Now, this dude, now listen, that's what I get. He says, the abrupt violence end to Reconstruction. He do see the abrupt violent end to it. Reconstruction. I told you where all the black millionaires who still, that's where the free blacks, all the wealthy blacks was still holding strong. Look what he says, though. Which had provided a 12-year period for some relief for the black workers following the end of chattel slavery and the Civil War, resulted in the Reconstruction and the construction of Jim Crow laws, trying to make black workers to the land again in a new form. So they want to connect everybody to feudalism. That's what it's called, feudalism. Get the right terms, we can beat this without even being shot up. Now, the feudalism process go way back, so we're not even going to go that far, but just go with this concept. Now, they got the feudalism system going on at the same time. They fighting the agrarian system, which is agriculture, the agrarian system, agriculture. So they fighting that. Now, these people coming over saying, we got the industrial, we got all of them. How we can bust both of them up? That's what this Soviet mindset came in. And they did it. They was able to infiltrate into the black community, and the number one Jesus, the number one savior. Now, this is so bad. He was born February 4th. During the time of so-called black history, no one brings this dude up at all. This the godfather. His name is Harry Hayward. Look him up. He's one of the greatest Marx and Leninist thinkers and leaders of the revolutionaries of the 20th century. The cat died in 85. He was born over 100 years ago and has been deceased over 30 years ago. 85. Maybe longer than that now. I said, damn, I was just getting out. I ain't even heard of this dude. 81, we out of high school. You ain't telling me this dude running around, the godfather over everybody. Now, this so deep, hope y'all ready for this. Just like the killing of Jesus is going to be really, really a magnificent program today. Although Harry was born, he contributed to the Marxist Leninists and the struggle for black liberation, for self-determination, remains a center in the fight for the revolution of socialism. Hayward, a leader of the Communist Party, a member of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, went to the Soviet Union. This the cat that Malcolm X said the Ku Klux Klan and the Nation of Islam met in Atlanta, Georgia, about creating the Black Belt. So not only is the Soviet Union in the construction of the Black Belt, along with the KKK and the Nation of Islam. We're going to hear that later on, too. Now, y'all going to have to say to yourself, think, it ain't illegal yet. How is that done? We thought it was Lamar, you know, Kansas City Chiefs dude. He must have been a socialist. Undercover, because that's how this thing was working. A so clandestine, it's unbelievable. Now, let me get deep in this. It says these members popularized the concept of the Black Belt Thesis. Look it up, baby. The Black Belt Thesis, which explains the black people in the United States makes up the entire nation that is nationally oppressed by capitalism and united imperialism. And Lenin went on until his death in 1924 that I told you earlier. And guess what? Not only that. They were above the civil rights movement. Now, what white folks was over the civil rights movement might explain the Bolshevik revolution over here. Oh, yeah, because the same people that financed the civil rights movement was the oligarchs of the Bolshevik revolution. They were the leaders. So possibly these are two white factions fighting each other and putting those in the way in the propaganda machine to come to their own means. Now, because this dude is February, Black History Month, don't even recognize him, we are going to give him accolades because, unfortunately, this is a magnificent-minded individual able to pull this off, almost pull it off. Because, like I said, they always sacrifice Jesus. Because at the end of this program, you will find out, and I'm going to say it to you earlier today, the outcome has been, it's right here in their own word. He said, it's clear distinctions. He says, although the black belt never came to be an autonomous republic. See, you can't be a nation within a nation. See, they were trying to make us a nation, just like in the Bible story where Jesus said, you are the nation, but you're inside the borders of another nation. Another fact. Also, propaganda in this Jesus story. Kiss of death. We're going to get into the high order of it when we get into the planets are fighting each other now. See, the planets are fighting, but we're going to get into that. That's anthropomorphic time. We'll go into that after the 12 noon. But we got to talk a little bit about this because we see that the Union was unified in doing this bidding way before the Civil Rights Movement. They even had black folks running for presidents at the time way before the Civil Rights Movement. Somehow this was covered up because these two factions are still fighting today. It's like they were fighting in Jesus' time. Who was it? The Roman Empire he was fighting and the Sanhedrin he was fighting. Two entities, just like today. Call it whatever you want. To Republican Party, Democratic Party, liberalism, socialism, whatever you want to call it. These two parties fighting to get this agenda across. So they need a conduit. And this conduit, oh my goodness, man. Oh, this conduit is unbelievable. So are y'all ready? Because we're going to put it on you this morning. See, this is today's program. It'll be backed up by facts. And, of course, the dry bones. So are y'all ready for this? Because this is the one cat that they never want you to talk about. And I wonder why. He predates Dr. King. And Dr. King went to his school to learn from him. Check that out.
If you grew up in the United States, you more than likely have heard of the Civil Rights Movement of the 1950s and 60s, and leaders like Martin Luther King Jr., Rosa Parks, or Malcolm X. But a large black communist movement also existed in the United States in the 1920s through the 1940s. And today there are other contemporary black communist and socialist groups, like the Black Socialists in America, or the African People's Socialist Party, that advocate for black liberation through socialist restructuring instead of liberal reforms, like the ones pushed for in the Civil Rights Movement, that ultimately didn't end the oppression of black Americans and other minority groups. It's no mystery why these black communist groups, which were so integral in achieving workers' rights and pushing for true liberation, are seldom mentioned in mainstream social studies education. For one, the United States was in an ideological war with communism through most of the 1900s, and two, most of these groups were not advocating for the peaceful or unifying reforms, but rather defensive tactics and separation from the white-ruled United States. Prominent black communist leader and writer Harry Haywood wrote in his 1957 article titled, For a Revolutionary Position on the Negro Question, "The Negro question can only be solved by giving the land to the Negro soil toiler, whose labor has paid for it 1,000 times over. The Negro question can only be solved on the basis of full development of the Negro nation in the Deep South under socialism. The advent of imperialism precluded the possibility of peaceful, democratic fusion of the Negro people into a single American nation, along with whites," Haywood said. Of course, it's important to note that the position of black separation was more understandable and more popular given the even more robust oppression black Americans in the South faced through most of the 18 and 1900s. It's also important to draw some distinctions between black nationalism and black separatism. While activists from both of these ideologies believed in black pride, cultural identity, and advocated for justice and the end of oppression, black separatists like Haywood did not believe black Americans could ever coexist within the oppressive system set up in the U.S. It was a radical position, but if you read any works on the violence faced by black Americans in the South after emancipation, it's hard not to sympathize with this position. Besides the well-known Black Panther Party that was founded in the 1960s as a revolutionary socialist organization, other groups existed well before the Black Panthers, including the African Blood Brotherhood, founded in New York City in 1919, and the Alabama Communist Party, founded in the 1920s. The latter, and its vital role in increasing wages, resisting white supremacy, and pushing back against the injustices of race-based capitalism in the South, is well documented in the book Hammer and Hoe, Alabama Communists During the Great Depression, by UCLA professor and historian Robin Kelly. In a 2010 interview with NPR, Kelly outlined how the Communist Party in Alabama used secretive tactics and accomplished feats like securing water and electricity supplies for black Americans and intimidating landlords who tried to evict black tenants.
But in Alabama, they do little secret things like if the water was turned off, communists would figure out a way to turn the water back on. Or if the electricity was turned off, they used jumper cables to run electricity. Or if someone got evicted from their home, the communists as a group would go to the landlord and say, look, you have a choice. You can either put that guy or that family back into their house, or the next day your house may turn into firewood. So there may not be huge victories, but I know one thing, the infrastructure that was laid for what becomes the civil rights movement in Alabama was laid in many ways, not entirely, by the Communist Party.
And the reason so many black Americans were drawn to communism wasn't necessarily related to strict belief in or understanding of leftist ideology. In the 1920s and 1930s, black illiteracy rates in the U.S. were hovering around 20%, and in the South they were even higher, and few had picked up a copy of the Communist Manifesto. But it didn't take reading theory to understand capitalism was oppressive in nature, while communism offered true equality, regardless of race. Communist Party activist Angelo Herndon remarked, "We were called comrades without condescension or patronage. Better yet, we were treated like equals and brothers." Herndon was notable for his arrest in 1932 for bogus insurrection charges after police searched his hotel room and found Communist Party materials. The Communist Party's International Labor Defense Network helped secure Herndon's release, and eventually the case made it to the United States Supreme Court, where the court ruled that the insurrection law was unconstitutional. This case was just one of many targeted at black communists in the South and the ideology that was leading the charge for black emancipation and an end to state-sanctioned oppression and violence toward African Americans. Another famous case of communist intervention in the racist South was the infamous 1931 Scottsboro Boys case. The International Labor Defense Network helped fight a false rape accusation targeted at 9 African Americans in Scottsboro, Alabama. The case gained notoriety because of the multiple trials and retrials and appeals to the United States Supreme Court. Death sentences for the falsely accused Scottsboro boys were eventually overturned, and charges against 4 of the 9 accused were dropped, and the others were either released or escaped Alabama by 1946. And this wasn't the Communist Party's only involvement in the Deep South that drew so many black Americans to communism. While it's common to hear about the NAACP activities fighting for racial justice throughout the segregation era, the International Labor Defense Network is seldom mentioned, but it played an important role fighting injustices in the racist South. The organization was founded in 1925 by James P. Cannon and Bill Haywood as the U.S. branch of the Communist International's Red Aid Network. The organization set up its headquarters in Chicago, and its mission was to defend any member of the working class movement who came under persecution by the repressive capitalist system. At its peak, the ILD claimed more than 95,000 members through direct and affiliated memberships, and 156 branches throughout the country. The organization...
Now. Y'all want that clip? Email me the rest. It's too long to play. But I want y'all to see it was organized. Goes to Chicago. 5. The heart. I told y'all the region. 5. All of them is in Region 5. New York, Region 2. Just look at those 5 and 2. It should come clear. Now, all they're trying to do now is get the same agenda. Just go back in time. 1925, Alabama was supposed to be lynching going on. You got blacks going door to door about the Communist Party. So you know it had to be money involved by two factions. Two factions. Now, before I open the mic, I gotta do that. Anti. And I gotta do the side that makes it parallel. And it wouldn't be right. I got it, because I don't want y'all to say, oh, he playing. No. I'm just giving you their history. This came out their own book. All I did is took the clips, found the clips, put it all together to make it easy to understand. Now, this is the same. You just heard he said earlier. He said that they wanted to have where we fight capitalism. But the money that is used to fight this the same way that they say the capitalism doing, through a force of labor in your own country. Now, in order for the Soviet Union to do this, go look up how they people lived during this time. And they must have had us as heroes, superheroes, that all who went over there was treated as gold. Because we had a lovely sister. She do commercials. She been on our show, Sister Jacqueline. We went to her Malcolm X, Obama's plays in Atlanta. I've been to quite a few people places, but I'll be doing a new tour now, the one I told you about. The Dry Bones tour now. We're going to hit the artifacts, St. Louis, all that. We're going to do this. We're going to make this thing happen for us because too many lies. Now, here's a big one. They all took the blacks over there. Everybody go over. They was treated like gods. You say, wait a minute. These Christ treating us like gods. That is amazing. Got the people all over. They getting, I'm not going to talk nasty yet, but I am going to talk. You know you over there. Paul Robeson, if he was gay or whatever, they say, all them over there. You was accommodated. You was not the people, though. You were part of the oligarch. You were a ruling oligarch class. The people way lower than you when you go over there as black. So look how high our slavery or our oppression was, that other groups who were more oppressed thought of us as gods. Like Jesus running around, going all through the land. Jesus started, he went around the tour. That's what they did to us. They sent us all over the place. Sent us to Germany. Jesse Owens. I thought Jesse Owens got dogs. Jesse Owens was treated like God over there. They got pictures with Jesse Owens and Hitler together. But no, I just don't like to listen. So this last tape, last clip is going to, the facts do matter. And we hope you're going to bring it hot today, because this is the resurrection. Now, while all this is going on, look at this agenda and how there's two agendas over here. No doubt about it. Two agendas over here. We ain't going to lie to nobody. Why would we do that? Now, we got the black Bolshevists. You know that they got black folks who are now, to this day, that's why everybody wanted to go to Cuba and stuff. We know we had a lot of Cuba stuff in the beginning here. A lot of the Cuban diaspora. When I know the story, I've seen it from my own eyes. I said, interesting. Somebody promised him something. See, in order for you to have a holy land, got to be some promises of milk and honey. So milk and honey is just an allegoric symbol for class benefits. See, when you come over here to the land of milk and honey, there are already people here. They be going to become the same Soviet words that you've been saying for dissidents. And everybody's a racist. That's a Soviet word. Look it up. Y'all didn't come up with that. The Communist Party came over with that when they came over here and said, all our people who go against us we'll call racist. Just look it up. God, only facts matter. Money matter too. I don't know how long, because we're going to get into that too. Because when Jesus, to cause him to get killed, he had to turn over the money tables. You don't think that was the cause? Before we bring all you in to the Holy of Holies on the Easter show. Listen carefully. This is what they promise. And a promise must be a keeper.
A new study shows the political system is bypassing the poor.
Big money gets big givers, a reward most Americans could never afford.
This is an almost universal sense that something is deeply wrong in American democracy.
America's working class and poor communities find themselves locked out of the political process. Without resources to fund candidates and shape issues, how can they gain a meaningful voice? One answer may be a concept called community organizing, pioneered by a man named Saul Alinsky over 50 years ago.
This becomes a contest of power, those who have money and those who have people. We have nothing but people.
Our power is rooted in our being organized people, and we are astute enough to know what our own destiny is and to go for it.
Coming up next, The Democratic Promise, Saul Alinsky and his legacy.
Major funding for The Democratic Promise was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Additional funding was provided by the following underwriters.
That's the Carnegies and the Rockefeller and the Dow and Diamond. All of them showed you, like they showed Jesus, the agenda was. Let's see, would Jesus sacrifice himself?
That's where we came from. We came from the struggle.
Power concedes nothing without demand, wrote Frederick Douglass, the famed abolitionist. This is the story of ordinary people making demands for the power to improve their communities and govern their lives.
Are you ready for the resurrection of your community? Are you ready?
It's what John Dewey called the democracy is a way of life. That's the way of life, participating in public action.
This type of public action is rooted in the philosophy of Saul Alinsky, who championed new ways of organizing the poor and the powerless that created a backyard revolution in cities across America. His work influenced the struggle for civil rights, the farm workers movement, and even the very nature of political protest. In 1970, Time magazine hailed Alinsky as a prophet of power to the people, and argued that Alinsky's ideas had forever changed the way American democracy worked. Yet those who clashed with Alinsky attacked him as an agitator, a hate monger, and a troublemaker. Some called him a communist, others a dupe of the Catholic Church.
Somebody who goes off in a monastery and starts praying for the salvation of mankind and doesn't do a damn thing but sits there and prays, I think that when that guy comes up for judgment, that the judge is going to sit there and say, why, you cruddy bastard.
Above all, Saul Alinsky passionately believed that social justice can be achieved through American democracy, but he had no illusions on how to obtain it. I tell people the hell with charity, he once said. The only thing you'll get is what you're strong enough to get. Saul Alinsky's hard-nosed politics emerged from the rough-and-tumble world of Chicago in the late 1930s. The city was controlled by the Kelly Nash political machine and by Frank Nitti, heir to Al Capone's empire. While the nation was mired in the Great Depression, Alinsky completed a graduate degree in criminology at the University of Chicago. But his real education came from his work on the streets. He ingratiated himself with members of Al Capone's gang to study gang behavior from the inside. Through this work, Alinsky and his colleagues were among the first to view criminal behavior as a symptom of poverty and powerlessness.
Now, I'm going to stop right there because that's what they named Jesus, a criminal. See, I told him I'm going to link this show up to all this. I'm going to see if Jesus is a communist. Socialists, we're going to find out today because somebody got to be sacrificed. Now, if you open up the mics, while you watching Trump all day long going to a trial that makes no sense to the, even the most mundane mind of anything legally. I'm not that bright, and I know enough like legality to say this ain't going nowhere. But you got people who are absolutely induced to believe whatever is on these controlling that mechanism. And of course, it was while that was going on, everybody, while you was watching Trump all day, the dollar was dumped. Dollar was dumped. So they're gonna create this poor class for sure. They need it. That's what that's what Selinsky said. We got to make criminality seem like it's a problem. They connected criminality to poverty. And you wondering why you always looked at as a criminal because you let this ideology permeate because they were all Democrats. Now, I'm only going to tell you what I know to be a fact. If you got more facts, bring it. Everybody in Chicago, didn't I say that? Everybody in the Five Points. Every group up there, all I told you, all of the New Age movement there, Noble Drew, all everybody there, Nation Islam, everybody who got New York and Chicago, y'all. Are y'all ready for the Holy Resurrection? Because Jesus got to get crucified. Let me hear you. We about to roll today. Y'all don't know. I got it for you.
Oh, hey. Shit.
Go ahead.
All right. University of Chicago. News just came out within the past 2 days. It's a student group on the campus. They want the school to pay blacks there in the area, I think, like $1 billion or $1 million or something like that for reparations because they're getting displaced in that neighborhood in the South Shore Woodlawn area. But they're getting displaced in that area by the school because of the so-called Obama Presidential Library, which somebody emailed me the other day and told me that technically it's not a library like what the other presidents got. It's a library, but it's more for show. It's going to be a tourist attraction.
Right. Get some
brought
money
to you by Barack Obama, which he taught at the University of Chicago.
Right. He was taught by Selinsky. That's why I played him.
Yeah.
Everybody know. Look who he taught that man. Go look it up, everybody listening. Go ahead.
And the former mayor that got ousted, she graduated from there.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. whatever the hell you want to call her, New World Order. But now it's some other shit. It's some real high esoterical shit going on because now you mentioned, if anybody doesn't know now, Chicago has a new mayor, Brandon Johnson, black dude. Now, I've been telling people that
Let's go, Brandon.
There you go.
There you go. He got in there
through the Chicago Teachers Union, and nobody questioned the fact that they took people's union dues to pay for his campaign. That shit is not even legal.
Check that out. Ain't that amazing?
You know, but like I said, you know, especially with black folks, that they talk about racism, white supremacy and all that. Your downfall is ignorance because you don't read, you don't study, you don't do research, you don't ask questions. So it's at the point where I'm at the point now you get what you ask for. Now, you talked about black Jesus. Let's talk about Justin Pearson. Remember, I've been down here in Memphis now for a week. Very interesting stuff going on down here compared to what's going on in Illinois.
Right.
Now, Justin Pearson was one of the state reps that got expelled by the state capitol.
Right.
I watched that on Thursday.
Yeah. Right. What a trial would have been for Jesus. Go ahead.
Right. Now, what I call the three Gloria plus the two Justins. Now, Gloria Johnson was from Knoxville. Justin Pearson was from Nashville. No, Justin Jones from Nashville. Of course, Pearson was from Memphis. Out of the three, Pearson was the only homeborn native here from Memphis. Gloria Johnson was from Colorado. And Justin Jones was from Nashville.
Right.
He represents Nashville, but he's from California. His grandparents are from Chicago. His mama's Filipino.
Check that out. Okay. Roll with it.
Now, you talking about Jesus and Justin and Memphis and everything. Now, I hope Brother Eddie is listening. Now, Justin by number is 27. Memphis is 27. Chicago is 27. And Jesus is 27. Now, let's go back. Can't make this shit up, bro. Let's go back to last week where Brandon Johnson got in the office. You talked about Martin Luther King. Now, isn't it a coincidence that he won the election on April 4th, the same day Martin Luther King was assassinated? By the way, this was the 55th anniversary of his assassination.
Check that one out.
Now, Tennessee by number, well, Nashville, the state capital here, by number is 33. Republican is 33.
Yeah.
And let me tell you why I brought that up. Because remember the female Gloria, she didn't get expelled. She missed it by one vote. And now the Tennessee 113th General Assembly is numbered up like this. 75 Republicans and 23 Democrats, as opposed to Illinois' 103rd General Assembly with 78 Democrats and 40 Republicans.
And now, I want to make this clear how we're going to add this to the facts. So everybody say, oh, he just went, no, he just added facts. But didn't we just say earlier, look up the Black Belt thesis? Tennessee is in there. Look at the Black Belt thesis. Yeah. Go keep going, man.
You know, now, let's go back to the Brother Hayward for a minute.
To read that.
Now,
go ahead.
Now, let's talk about his military service.
Oh, God.
Hayward's military career, yeah, got to go there. Hayward's military career included service in three wars. His interest in military combat began when his friends recalled tales of their service in the 8th Illinois Black National Guard Regiment during World War One. He served with the 8th Regiment, a Black United States Regiment. In the Spanish Civil War, like many Americans, he fought for the Popular Front with the Abraham Lincoln Battalion of the International Brigade. Now, remember, Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican president.
That's right.
Hayward held the position of the regimental commissioner in the 15th International Brigade during the Battle of the Brennet. While in Spain, Langston Hughes and Walter Benjamin Garland did a broadcast from Madrid, Spain, in support of the Republican cause.
Yeah.
In World War II, he served in the Merchant Marine, where he was active with the National Maritime Union.
Maritime. Thank you, man. I tell you, boy, that's why I love the dry bones. So, because I told you, that's the biggest prophecy on the book. Man,
one more thing.
Go ahead. I'm hot on that.
Where was his brother born? Now tell the family again, where was his brother born at?
I said, in Tennessee?
No. He was born in Omaha, Nebraska.
Nebraska, okay, there you go.
Guess who else was born in Omaha, Nebraska? Malcolm X?
Oh, he sure was.
Isn't that a coincidence?
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, because he moved to Chicago. He ain't born in Chicago. He moved to Chicago. Yeah, where they always moved to Chicago.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, one more thing. Now, as far as his papers and stuff, it also says here that Hayward's papers
are kept in
the Schomburg Center for Research for Black Culture in the New York City Public Library.
New York, Arthur Schomburg. That's Brother Tubbo's. Brother Tubbo's be going okay, now let's go with what he just said, and we're going to put some fire on this man. Some fire. He just said, he just told you the same thing. He said he was born. Now, this is during the time also of the Black African Brotherhood, y'all. Y'all must look that up. It is very important. Because the concept was to have a republic. They brought all the West Indies into America during the same time of where we were considered the native-born Black America, was being reintroduced to a group who had other factions behind them. Now, let's be honest, everybody, because facts matters. If it hurts, I can't help if it hurts. It's a fact. The African Blood Brotherhood, with McKay and all them, and they were actually under the British. Even though America is secretly under the British, they were openly with the British. The British and some of the French is in the Caribbean, as well as the Asian element is in the Caribbean. From the Pirates of the Caribbean, just look up what he just said, maritime. He gave y'all the clue. He gave everything. Thank you, man. He said maritime. That's the pirate people. They're able to do the high seas. You're able to gamble through the Caribbean. And after, once you leave Florida, you can gamble international waters. A boat can gamble all out there. That's how this is working. Now, he knew all that. This man knew. McKay, now how come we don't hear about McKay? That's what I'm going to ask y'all. Ain't that strange? Ain't that strange? Here's a guy so in the loop. I told you, I don't know who ruled the earth. I told you, octopussy.
Oh, bro, I forgot something. Now, Haywood's father, I believe, was from West Tennessee. I think
Tennessee.
Maybe that's what you was referring to.
Yeah, it's Tennessee.
His,
I know it's Tennessee.
His parents, I believe it's the father was from Tennessee, yes. Yeah.
Right. Because I seen Tennessee. I'm going through. I got so much on this that I was able to get. It's almost frightening. If I even go, I'm going to put only a light version because, you know, I love Halloween, and I'm going to see the Pope Exorcist. That's going to be very, very. If y'all want to see the allegoric of what's going on in the Vatican, go see Russell Crowe, the Black Exorcist, the Pope Exorcist, the Black Pope Exorcist. He's supposed to be dying. Now, y'all better ask yourself, as I put this on, because all civil rights leaders, see, Jesus had to go for the Sanhedrin. See, all of them had to see the Pope, King, all of them. Now, I'm looking for the picture with Hayward with the Pope.
Did you know, by the way, that I think this happened yesterday or Friday, that Walter Reed banned Catholic priests from giving service to the veterans up in that hospital?
Did not know
they
that, but thank you.
Just did it.
See, check that out. Now, another thing I'm going to tell y'all that goes along before I open the next mic. Now, I'm able to equate this to the Jesus story. Now Jesus, after he was told he was going to get it, execution, you know they went after all the people of Jesus. So all you white folks listening today who's on resurrection, see, they're going to be looking for you. They already know.
Ooh, sounds like January 6th, don't it?
Yeah, you're telling January 6th. They already know. They're going to play this game with y'all. See, that's the Jesus story. They got Trump as Jesus to you. He ain't Jesus to me. I only had one Decepticon. I ain't gonna have too many more. So,
right.
That Jesus is Trump. Trial was the same week as Jesus. So are you into that? I'm giving it to you because I gotta give it to y'all before I bring some more calls in. See, I don't play with nobody. All you people listening, Trump, whole thing was a Jesus allegoric story. It's the allegoric Jesus. At 12 o'clock, I would get to Jesus, been told to me by many great people, so I already feel no problem telling y'all. Ain't like I made it up. If this is Jesus' story, he went there, they gave him 30 pieces of silver. That was the hush. See what I'm saying? 30 pieces of silver. Of course, pussy got to be involved. I told you, this is the dick and pussy game on our galactic scale. It's creation. So they got y'all to believe that prostitution, which many of you do all the time by paying your own wife to have sex with you because she ain't going to do it no other way. This is the same shit. Y'all just so dumb not to know it. And so now y'all watch this. Guess what they did? And thank y'all for that thread, y'all. When I seen that, my blood just said, ooh, that's so good. It said that while all this was going on, Biden cut 15 million people will be cut off insurance. 15 million. Because he did it during the time you watching Trump. You watching Trump, who ain't even the president, ain't got no policy that could help you at all, but you fixated like a dick getting fucked by a prostitute. That's why they did it that way. See, you got to realize why they used. But see, when Jesus got off the cross, all the prostitutes came to him. Mary Magdalene. Them were prostitutes. They were holy whores. Look it up. Look it up. They knew all the healing processes. They were the holy whores of Jesus. Mary Magdalene. They made a movie about her, about drinking her pussy juice, called The Holy Grail. Y'all about to get it today. I hope y'all know what y'all coming to, because this ain't the regular shows. We are the facts. 6661, you on the air.
Hey, Great Dawn and Great Dawn,
Great
and my brother.
Yeah.
Happy Ishtar.
Go ahead. Happy Ishtar.
Happy Ishtar, Lilith. Lily, the real Lily of the Valley, you know.
Lily
Munster, vampires, wife of Dracos, you understand?
Yeah.
Arumula, hold on, Arumula, who is Yeshua, who is Jesus, Arumula, blessed bendishon. Hey, but man, Jack Bauer on all levels, my brother, Jack Bauer. And the distractor, Alvin the Chipmunk Bragg, who is Boule, protector of the king, who created, knowing that his political career is he just committed suicide, or how they call it, Harry Carey, Japanese style, and knowing it was,
He's the Judas in the story. He fell on the sword.
So man, he was the distraction. When they asked the real criminal about what's going, he just smiled like, "Yeah, y'all distracted over there. No comment. While y'all distracted, while I'm making moves and creating chaos. See what I'm saying? The distraction was BLM and Antifa, which is an armed socialist militia, as we saw in Seattle, as we saw the mixed agitators and the supposed chaos with January 6th, that they wore black.
Right.
And see, when they interviewed those people who were out at that thing, that they said on film, well, not everybody is a part of us. We sense a different vibe that's in this clique. And they were like, when you look at it and you see it, like those who stood back and those who were the chaos mongers, you'd be like, oh, you could pick them out. So it was just a total scripture. But see, one thing we must be aware is that this is an ideology of socialist chaos in the university system. We see when they heckle the Stanford Law, federal court justice, they heckled him out. It was no kind of, you know, but these are distractions, my brothers. Follow the trail. Okay, when you put the clip on about the political machine that was behind everything, you said it was Kelly Nash political machine straight out of Chicago. Kelly is Irish. English
right.
is Nash. When Trump made his first move when he got in office, where did he go? Ireland. He went to the Scottish Rite and paid homage and made it what it was. And we followed the money trail.
To the golf course.
Yeah.
To the golf course.
That's where all the commerce is being taken upon. But see,
right.
I want to say also is that the end game in which we see all the Cash App founder, he got killed in California. Now, he had just recently moved to Miami because you know what's coming
right.
behind California
right.
and that mansion tax
right.
And the tax. If you haven't moved out of California between the time they pass this new law, you will be tagged with a certain, I call it a pimp tax. You know, you still are affiliated with California, you'll pay up to like 5 to 7 years of a certain taxation that they could put on you. But the end game to this whole thing and what this reparation game is coming to is they're going to transition everybody through reparations into Fed coin, because they got to find a way how once this collapses, because while y'all distracted with the pussy game, the Europe Arab Emirates, they dump the petrodollar, as you said. Brazil and China made a pact. All the BRICS made a pact with China. What the blood clot?
Let me
add some more to the brother, what he talked about the library with Barack. What the people around there are also saying is that's going to raise the land taxes surrounding them. So now everybody's land taxes are going up. Man,
eminent
I can't
domain.
Afford that. So
eminent domain.
They're going to use all that, and these dummies, they're going to get it. They're going to get it. They're going to get it.
Hotel, brother. Yeah, much love. Hotel, you know, we're going to do that program. Now, I'm going to say this to all y'all. Cuba, the man went to the Spanish-American War. I got the archives. I went to the Spanish-Cuban Revolutionary Museum. I got tons of pictures. I told people this. I vindicated like a big dog. I took pictures, and they said that all the Afro-Cuban music came from New Orleans. The jazz, Afro-Cuban jazz. I got the pictures. I got the pictures. I went there and seen it for myself. And I got the pictures. So I'm looking for somebody to say, let's do a seminar showing this. I'm willing to come. Somebody out there, I don't take a lot. Just get me there a nice place and some good-ass food. I'm there. We can do this thing. Because it's impossible for me to believe that during the Spanish-American War, I got the pictures. I already told you, I got the pictures. And I realized, I said, damn, they admitted it in their museum that the blacks of New Orleans taught them jazz, and they incorporated it into the music. And the music is called Afro-Cuban, fusion, jazz, all the greats. Mata Sandariga. Those who know me good know what I'm talking about. When I say Mongo, I hung with his grandson. He know his grandson out there still living. Right there off of 168th. Look that up. And I went there. Many of you out there today, I'm talking to y'all because I've seen it. Black people all through the Cuban diaspora from New Orleans, for sure. Haiti, for sure. And Jamaica, for sure. They all on the island. I met a bunch of them. I got pictures all over the place. I knew this day was going to come because people going to say, I told you. That's why they use Cuba because, see, one thing I do know, the Russians was there. They in the museum. The Russians gave them, see, they resurrected them. See, they were killed like Jesus. See, each nation is Jesus. You can kill every nation by cutting off. And all they apostles and they prostrates will go around the world and still kick it after they get, if they're able to be exiled. See, your passport today could get you into another country. But see, y'all messed up so bad because y'all hate Jesus, many of you. You're going to church today to actually be happy that Jesus died. You don't even know it.
Hey, since you said that word church again. Now, I only been down here a week from Saturday to Saturday. Let me tell you what this young brother told me yesterday. I had him come out and detail my car, whatever. They do stuff outside as opposed to inside of Chicago. He told me this, and I'll never forget this. He said one unspoken code that the blacks and whites have here in Memphis is the whole religious church thing. Don't ask nobody to do any service on Sunday. Everything shut down.
Shut down.
They don't play that church thing down here. Like you said, it's the black belt.
Black
now
black
I'm
belt.
Seeing
black
it firsthand
church.
For myself.
Church. Yeah, I told you, black belt here, certain parts of South Florida, because Dade County, because of the fight, we pirate land. Dade County is pirate land. If you know what I'm talking about, those you know history, they know the pirate coves are all out in the Bahamas. The Bahamas is a pirate Caribbean.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay. There you go. let me get some more calls. 3364. We about to get heavy, heavy. Y'all ain't even got close to what I'm about to put on you today because Jesus died. So shall the sins of the world. 3364.
Hey, Yahoo, man. Yahoo.
Yes,
once
yes.
Upon a time called now. All right, man. It's all about the money. Ain't a damn thing funny. So all them niggas packing out about Chicago, it's some brothers bringing a grocery store called Yellow Banana.
Yep.
In Chicago. If y'all niggas don't support them brothers, Chicago, you niggas ain't shit. Okay? Now it's the time for us to start supporting us. I hear all over this. Because they already in Cleveland, man. So they've been in Cleveland for years. I got family and some more people in Cleveland. They say the folks is good, grocery store good shit to eat. So that's what I'm investing in, man. I'm putting my money with them brothers in the grocery store. All right, so if y'all don't niggas in Chicago, don't get up your ass, quit all that goddamn complaining, and support our own people, man. If y'all don't do that, you might as well tell Chicago to fuck up. All right, don't come down here south with that silly ass shit in Chicago. Stay your ass up there and freeze. All right, so that's what I feel, man. That's how.
Now you said, go ahead. I'm gonna talk about what you just said. That right there is a hell of a thing. That grocery store stuff. Because guess what? He sent the link, the feed. I look it up. It's there. They building 5 new locations. But they getting. I'm gonna tell you about the money. It's $13 million to renovate grocery stores. Now I looked this up. I can't speak for because I don't live there. But it is there now. But again, Brother West, stay with me. Don't go nowhere. DeSantis came on yesterday. I have to catch the news by accident. We had the M&A fight here y'all, last night, y'all. Dade County has changed FTX. That's why they couldn't name it FTX last night. But West, he said that he didn't want the Chicago people to be fleeing here because he knew they're coming. I said, damn, how you going to make a statement on Nash? I'm not making this up, y'all. DeSantis said that he expected Chicago to flee from Chicago, and he got look. I said, well, this is crazy. So you hit a nerve right there. Go ahead. You got grocery stores, like Wes said. You said that, Wes. Tell me what you think then about him saying that because you from here, and you see that he's using Chicago as a platform to say, y'all going to be fleeing to us. Go ahead. Kick on that for a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, most of them from down south anyway, man. Most of them niggas up there from down south anyway. But I want to get to this war, man. What's going on? Like y'all say, the war against a strong black man that love women. That's what it's all, especially our brothers, black brothers. They went after Clarence Thomas first. Okay, now they going after Judge Joe Brown. They going after the other two brothers in Tennessee. All right, so it's really against a strong black man and the strong men, because that's what they're doing that Trump at, the damn women. And even Albert Bragg, man, the research on him, he got in some trouble with some woman, and so they twisted his arm and say, well, you either go after Trump by the woman, or we going to put the shit out about you by some woman.
Check
so
that out.
A joke, man.
Check that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah. So
the pussy game.
That's why
he's
doing what
game.
He's doing, man.
It's the pussy game. Hold
pussy
on, no,
game,
no, no.
Man.
It's the pussy game. It's the pussy game. I told y'all, I've been saying this. You say you talk too strong. I heard this for so many years. I told y'all, and I'm vindicated. I said, what I learned was we are in a cosmic pussy and dick fight. And it's real. It's a pussy and dick fight.
Yeah.
And it ain't going to change until y'all realize it's a pussy and dick fight. Now, again, I just watched. And I'm going to say this to all y'all. Brother West, you said you mentioned Serena and them and how you met them at the early age. Now,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We just talked about this. You're going to be vindicated in a minute. Didn't we say that now we got transgenders beating up on the female athletes? A transgender just beat up a female athlete the other day because she was against them. And I'm not seeing enough And then I'm going to go with the sports because I watch a lot of sports. You know, gambling is great. I watched a lot of sports, and I've seen that LSU, Shaq go to LSU, Shaq is evading FTX from giving him a subpoena. Now, do you believe that Shaq is able to stop them? I mean, somehow he able to evade him being put to court. Ain't that amazing? Because they come right to your house. So that's another bullshit move. Y'all said, stay with me. I want your thoughts on this. And then we got the chick who told Jill Biden that she wasn't coming, all that. I mean, great game. It was a great game. Now, I asked all these women today who listened, just think of a man, the chick who just won her LS for LSU. I'm not saying, but Juwanna Mann, I'm gonna put some gasoline now. Juwanna Mann might have woke me up to something I ain't thinking about. Are there men already playing in this and we just don't know? Because for them to be so nonchalant, the WNBA, the WNBA should be upset that a man can fake as a woman to play with them and score all these goddamn points, almost to the point of dunking. Now, I'm asking y'all, sensible people, and Wes, you're going to be first. You've been saying it. I mean, are we that far out where we can't even tell who a woman or man is? What's your thoughts on that?
With this, all this surgery and all this shit, man, but it's really up to the women to check these other damn transgender dudes that's trying to invade their sport, like the mother
right.
one I said y'all the other week,
right.
where they
right.
say they ain't going to even get on the goddamn field and play no softball against, because one of them teams had a dude on their team for cross-dressing and shit, man. So a woman can smell if another woman, okay?
Now.
They can smell, they got their senses, man. They can smell another pussy. You don't believe me? Try to cheat on your old lady. And she, what's the first thing she's going to do? Start sniffing your ass. Oh, I smell pussy.
Right.
Yo, nigga.
Thank you, man. Hold on. Yo. Nothing but the dog in me. Now, I broke. That's a big. No, we're going to go with that because that's too even bad. Now,
boom.
The first thing. Hold on. I got you. First thing I always hear from all groups, they actually smelling for the pussy that's on you. Now, that tells me that dog star that they all came out of, I told y'all we're going to get to high noon. Y'all going to find out what the dog star about. Go ahead. I'm going to take some more calls. One more call before I take.
ESPN, that game was on ESPN, Disney, ABC, owned by BlackRock.
That's right.
You don't know what you're watching when you're dealing with Disney. And when you're talking about Alvin Bragg, he's a George Soros stooge.
Store Soros, thank you. Go ahead, brother G. Go ahead.
Yeah. As you say, that dog star cult, and when you look at all of the and no disrespect to the emphasis, when you look at all the dog star bitches that took the oath, Lil Kim, Kim Kardashian, the whole Hollywood thing, all of the Hollywood narcissists, even the ones, the saboteur, they get paid to be provocateurs. Now you see Black China,
right.
All of a sudden she changing her image now. Is it tax dollar-wise or just, switching over her tax code allegiance because now you made whatever you wanted to make after being a provocateur when thousands and hundreds of thousands of young ladies looked at you and looked up to you as being a trendsetter and, I had to be like her and like the brothers and they just said, changing over their looks and the surgeries and the botulations that we saw with this so-called, this transitioner that couldn't even take it because when you go and do major surgeries like that, you're supposed to go before you're supposed to have a psych evaluation. And that brings up the question. Did they have the psych evaluation?
I got the woman online, and I'm going to tell you why I say that. Hold on. Y'all know y'all got your minds burning up, but let me get ready because we get some program. We got to put everybody in perspective here. I want y'all to realize what y'all hearing and saying. Now, y'all saying that the psyche, I told you this is called the hermaphrodite cult. I vindicated 1,000 times. I told y'all This is a hermaphrodite. This go way back. Most women don't even want to look. They, y'all been hearing people say bitches. Those of you on the first time listening, punch in Google, the goddess, put in the ancient goddess bitches. You go to images. You will see what I'm talking about. If you don't do that, you will never see, and you will be remain a fool. Let me get some more. Hold on. Before y'all go deep, I got my two sisters always coming in here. I'm going to put y'all in next before we take a quick break. Y'all about to take, sit back because, see, we about to take you in the Twilight Zone. This is not your normal show. We are past, present, and future at the same time. Sisters in here, let me get 1877. I gotta know that one. Where I got the rest? Where my sister at? Where she at? She right. So I just see your number. There you go. Hold on. All right, let me go with the first one. Go ahead, 1877. Jump in. I know it's a lot of testosterone on this damn line. But hey, go ahead.
Yes, it is. So I'm just gonna bring in my little points of view. Being that go. I am a goddess, being I'm a there, goddess bitch.
There you go. Look it up. I didn't say it. Y'all did. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Now, the show is pretty interesting that history repeats itself. Now,
right.
back in time when Haywood tried to introduce, he was successful in introducing the communists to the black community. Back then in those times, there were a lot of issues going on in the black community with racism and women feeling deprived. Yes, the goddess bitches was feeling, along with white women too, feeling that the men had, the separation didn't just go with black and white. It also went with, like you said, the pussy and the dicks. There were problems back then as well because women were meant to stay in the house and cook and clean and not get a college degree. And if they did get a job like the men, they were not going to be treated as equal. And that's a fact. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. That's a fact. Woman suffrage. Right.
So there was a writer that came along named Claudia Jones.
Mm.
And she was a member of the Communist Party and the Black Nationalism Movement. She felt like the Blood Brothers, the Black, but it wasn't really helping the black women. They, you know, she felt it was amazing.
She felt what? The African Blood Brotherhood was not what? Is that what that's the group you're saying?
Supporting the women's feminist movement. She definitely loved the race. You know, I mean, she put the black issues over the feminine movement, but she also had, she struggled with the, both of them. And so when I read up on her, and I said she had to be an intelligent woman because she was a writer for a newspaper.
Right.
And you have intelligent black people that were jumping over to the Communist Party because of the fact that the Lenin guy was the one who said, you know what, we're leaving money on the table. We got to go after these black people because they're so deprived, like you stated earlier. And they were very smart in grabbing people who had the influence over a large part of the black community.
Right.
So, and then when you look back in the 1920s, there was a lot of different movements from the black nationalists, the Marcus Garvey. What was really strange to me is back then, black people was here, but we had more influence on foreign black people because Marcus Garvey is not from America. The African Black Brotherhood came from a West Indian journalist. Her name is...
Yeah, we said that.
So you see how black Americans were so confused and latching. But what struck me the most was the black movement here. We wanted separation. We didn't want to be included in the white party. So that was a problem within. So even though there was a lot of black communist groups clinging on, there were some groups that was not so convinced because, just like Claudia Jones, they wanted to integrate with the white working class. They wanted capitalism. Like even now today, like people like my daughter, she goes to Georgia State, and you have black people there that are, that's just like back in the day, they gravitate into this black communist social movement. But then when they look at the capitalism, they are so lost and confused, and they try to integrate the two like they were back then, because they were they wanted to help the black poor, the uneducated. They wanted to intervene with that, but they still wanted capitalism. But the real reason is they were played because those two do not mix. And even now in the 23rd year, 2023, they're still thinking that communism and socialism is good for capitalism, because I was one of them at first. You definitely brought to my attention the separation. So I'm an intelligent black woman, you know, and there's a lot of black intelligent people out there.
All right, make your point. Socialism
and communism, and they're not good for capitalism.
Okay.
And I believe that black people would have stayed on the straight, on a road of being separated from the white community, and we would have been a lot more progressive.
Now, you couldn't even say it no better. I just want to give some dynamics to that, because we don't play so many clips here, which I love doing. It forces my knowledge in that validation. But we said that they did a propaganda move on blacks all through the era of television and everything. We heard them do this. Now, that propaganda movement, there is no heavy. This is how you know they need human chattel, never left, to organize them. Organizing is a bad word, everybody. It's like cattle, sheep, organize them. Put them together and then give them an ideology. That's herding. That's why they kept using herd immunity on you. These words, y'all be talking about y'all. These words to me, I look up immediately because it's in my psyche. I've been like, luckily I was regimented to this bullshit. But I said, but damn. The doctor told you in your face, herd immunity. We can't go with that no more. I said, well,
organizing organs.
Organs.
Yeah. just want to reiterate what Brother D say. George Soros behind Bragg. The reason is he caught Bragg with some pussy. And so Soros say, either do what I say, or either I'm going to put your ass on the fire about that woman that he got with.
I'm going to tell you.
So D, Brother D, right.
No, Brother G said that earlier. All y'all saying the same thing, but I just want to make sure we get some clarity to this. I know it's pussy, but see, because of the hermaphrodite call, y'all seem to never put in your psyche. Y'all scared to put that in. I ain't. See, you a Libra, Brother West. Libra is ruled by Venus. So you should automatically see the pussy shit is been turned into a power play because automatically you know that if a woman ruled by both Libras, it's the eighth month, everybody. It's not, that's the other thing. It's not even 10. So we off the cycle, right. But for us to see, and I'm going to say this to all y'all out there, Libras, if you don't understand it, that's on y'all. You got to be like, you almost like Vulcan, Spock. Logic got to take over because you're not even the right month. And if you believe you're the 10th month, you're an idiot. That's all I can tell you. If you don't know by now in your life that you are not, you the eighth month. So when you look at who the eighth month is, I ain't going to tell you. And you look at that eighth month and say, why would they do that? Y'all would get, we'd get a revelation down. The pussy game is not the same no more. It's a hermaphrodite call. The men who want to be women through I hate to tell y'all talk about Lilith and all this shit. We gonna put it on y'all today. Y'all talking all this woman stuff. I got one more woman I'm gonna bring in. All I'm gonna say this is remember, y'all leaving out all you men out there. I told you, every guy got a cohort. The first word is cohort. Yeah, you don't even hear about the cohort unless you go deep and dig. That means study. Like hidden treasure. 2 Timothy 2:15. I can go and hold the Bible. It's a magic book. I love it. I love Harry Potter and all that magic shit. It's a magic book. So if you say, I study, did you really study? Everybody, did you really study? Look at the word study. That means you got to go into layers of information to make that sure that you ain't on the first layer. If you only taking first layer shit like TikTok, Facebook, we don't need to hear from you on this program. This call for you to go and say, where is the real books? You can't figure out where the real books are by now. You on the internet and your book Bible say knowledge will go to and fro in the book of Job. That means knowledge is now electronic. It's electrical. If you can't now use your electrical body to perceive it, ain't nobody's fault but yours. That's plain and simple. Now we about to
natural intelligence versus artificial intelligence.
Right. Right now they already now the real world and your world, you have already been deemed a moron. I told you the first eugenics people were calling you every name in the book. Now they got you so prim and proper now, we can't say nothing. That means you've been pimped like a bitch.
Morons, maroons, moors.
Yeah.
You study is stupid, man. Not to be stupid, man. The information out there, man. You judge by your own self-action now, man.
Right. To and fro. It says knowledge will, in your own magic book, the Bible, that Jesus was killed on, it say to and fro. Now, once we get to a certain level, we're going to go into the real shit. 7881. Jump on them. Seven nine eight one. I got you in there.
7981. Nah, brother, I was just listening. I hit that button by mistake.
Man, you got something to say because you've been hearing this all your adult life. And what the hell you think going on? Hell, don't really try to leave this bug. No, you ain't leaving today, baby.
It's a lot going on, and the sad thing about it, ain't nothing we can do about it. Yeah.
Ain't that sad?
That's
sad part.
Ain't nothing.
You can do
about
something about it. You can do something
what's
about
that?
It.
Hold on. I know everybody. I'm gonna give everybody equal time.
I've been studying before.
You've been to Egypt.
Yeah,
you've been to Egypt.
We've been up into all that other stuff. And, you know, I study all the time. I look things up all the time. One thing I know for sure, they ain't giving up power. I know that. They ain't giving it up. You're going to have
now,
to take it, and you don't have the means to take it.
Now, hold on. Let's go with that, because I'm glad, because we you talk all the time. You went to Kemet. We went to a lot of things together. Now,
right.
I'm going to tell you, galactically, I'm going to ask everybody out there, listen to what he say before we go into what we want to hear. Put yourself on mute. I'm going to have a conversation right quick, because I'm going to be bringing that. I want that element in here, because if everybody tell us that, damn, I'm talking to the walking dead, practically, I'm going silent. Mm-hmm. Don't you feel like yourself, it's like you know what you're saying, and you're saying that the people ain't going to change because that which is right in your proximity ain't showing no activity of awakening up. Is that? Give me your thoughts. If I'm making it up, let me know.
No, they brain dead. They need a serious shot because they brain ain't nothing in between their ears, nothing. So anything you tell them or try to tell them, they not comprehended it. So they're gonna keep on doing what they're doing, walking around like living dead. They living, but right. They dead.
Now you know as well as I do. We talk about a lot of deep stuff on here. Buffalo was definitely. To me, I've never seen so much what I could call cosmic activity, from storms that was unbelievable to this guy shooting up people at a grocery store. Now, we see the same thing going on right now in Tennessee. Now, a transgender could go in. This is all about gun laws, y'all. Ain't about no damn. This is about right now it's about disarming. I know we're going to the sex, but sex is used to disarm you. They already got that done. Let's go with the
And they were trying to use Black Jesus to do that. That's what the play is. Leave the race
right.
thing out of it. Those
Leave
three people from Knoxville, Memphis, and Nashville
three.
Were trying, and it was planned.
Okay.
The insurrection was planned, and all that was to take away people's guns, and the governor shut that shit down.
Let's go with
you
that
know,
governor.
They're never going to be able to take away people's guns. I don't even think it's about that. They ain't going to be able to take. I got plenty of guns. They're not taking away nobody's guns.
Let's go with New York State. Don't worry about what he just said. Let's go with your state. Because everybody who got a passport, your passport, just because you want to believe you live somewhere else, already got you banked at that passport. Let's go with the number. I'm going with number two. I'm going to go with two. Two is New York State. Now, y'all heard Hochul. Now, you said you got a lot of guns. You telling me Hochul ain't planning on trying to get y'all guns by putting in different laws? Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you what Hochul did to Buffalo. Y'all, you can comment on it. She took away that thing. She promised them. She went to the Black community during the time that we got shot up in Tops. I've been to Tops. He been to Tops. And yet, she vetoed. Now, I'm asking, don't worry about nobody else's area, just your area. Now, how you...
Right.
If the Black can watch that, dude, and not nobody get upset... And she worked. She planned on working with guns.
So they're upset, but you know what? She vetoed some things. She put in different laws. But what it is, she said you can't carry here. You can't carry here. Guess what? I carry mine everywhere I go.
Not you. Because we know
it's concealed.
You got provision.
They will never know I have it.
No, but you got provision. Let's go with the gun law, because I'm looking at a lot of law, because I'm about to say.
Bro, you just told all the enemy what you got, man. What you mean?
Hold on. I'm not saying, because if you got a certain job, if you are security, you are able. That's
right.
Not a problem.
I do armed security.
Right. Now, let's go with that, because I'm not talking about you, because you were smart enough to maneuver yourself into it. But let's go with those out there. Now they got the right under legislation. They won't come to your house because you are already tagged. But they will go to houses now because he hired all these IRS agents, which are what I consider, I'm going with what people voted for right now. I'm voting for what everybody voted for, because I like to get deep. I'm about to get deep this Easter. Y'all about to be sacrificed. Y'all already let the health care go. Yeah, nobody said nothing about the $15 million you got dropped. That's cool. And now every state, including New York, because that's where my passport at, says that I can't come until, if I go with the law here in Florida, which I'm going to be able to carry, like Virginia. I don't need no registration.
Right.
Y'all go, hold on.
You don't
now,
need
the,
it. That's right.
Now, the question I want y'all to know is, and I'm going to say this because, see, Roman rule going to come in soon. Now, they know you got this. Now, they be nice to you because you part of the garrison. My man, where you at, my brother? You be saying the garrison. You part of the garrison because you are now, you know what you are. Now,
well, see,
I'm
in a position where
Right, that's my point. I just told you, y'all know what you are. You've been given sanctions. Plain and simple. This ain't hard to understand. But you've been given sanctions because you did the right avenues. Those of you, listen. If Hoko, this is your governor. Don't worry about my governor. Because I hate when people talk about my governor. I'm worried about your governor. Your governor.
And I worry about that bitch.
No. I'll tell you about y'all. But she might not. But if she do something, you're gonna be affected. Ain't no. I want y'all to know that. You might say that, but bottom line is everybody gonna be affected. What if I ask a roll and say everybody got to give up their shit? Y'all worrying about the wrong thing. I'm gonna tell you why. Everybody watch Trump. Yo, Medicaid. I'm gonna get some more calls. I want to see if y'all really know what y'all just did. While y'all watching Trump.
Yep.
While y'all watching Trump, your Medicaid and your dollar is gone. I'm on more. Your dollar. I'm asking y'all a question. Do you know what you watched? You watched you being sacrificed like Jesus.
I sent you that story this morning.
Thank you, brother. I seen it.
Well, I'll say this about that. As far as the Medicare or Medicaid, I have Medicare. I don't have Medicaid. And I have insurance
too much on
for my job.
You too much on yourself. We talk about our people. Hold on. You around people. If your community is deteriorating, you don't think they're going to go rogue? If you could get to the Medicaid while fighting people, get to it, that's on you. I asked y'all questions today. I want y'all to stop thinking about yourself. I can say the same thing for me. That don't mean I'm going to have to not go through chaos to get to the goddamn thing. Now, the question I'm asking y'all, your gas going up. Y'all can talk all the shit you want today. I'm going to put y'all all to sleep because y'all ain't going to play with me today. I told y'all, get out yourself shit. I don't give a damn about what you mean. I said your family, your parents, your people around you dying because their insurance was cut off. What that got to do with you having insurance? Let's get real here. 4853. Let's get real. 4853. Okay, I'm going to go across the country today.
Well, you
tell
brought me in right on time, Bones.
Right on
you brought
time,
me in
bro.
Right
Come
on time.
They talk about some individual
Heaven
shit.
And hell is
and your whole
in
family
mind.
Falling apart. What kind of shit is this going on here?
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what the issue is, man. The United States been dummied down, bruh. It's been dummied down. People think there ain't no hope. Jesse talked about that in the 80s. What do you say? Down with dope, open with hope.
Right. But with Jesse with him, he was right with that. So he was now Jesse Jackson was right next to the dude, Brandon. Right next to him. When he got elected,
of course.
Jesse Jackson was sitting in his so-called chair.
Looking
you by
the Ford Foundation.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what y'all believe in today, but I'm telling y'all, I don't give a damn what y'all got in your arsenal. Wait, once the government, I'm going to tell y'all something. You should talk next, brother. Once the government tag your weapons and what you buying, because that's what they're going to have to do to get you. If you don't do that right now. They're going to know what you buying now. So you better buy now. If you're really smart, like y'all say, y'all, you better buy now. Because once the government click this in, and y'all going for it because obviously y'all believe y'all going to survive this individually, that ain't going to happen. Ain't nobody survive shit individually. You can fool yourself if you want to. Now go ahead, brother. Finish it. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. Finish.
You forgot one more thing, Bones. About 5 years ago, they started talking about they're going to start putting chips in the gun. So you could buy a brand new gun, but is that shit going to fire?
Right. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Okay.
Keep going. 5 minutes.
Now let's go back to something greater. Mr. Trump said that he's going to make it so that Americans can carry their guns coast to coast. You remember that? Mr. Trump said that shit. He said that shit in his second year. Google it. He said that shit, and I'm going to tell you why. See,
okay.
He's totally opposing to this system. second year, something, there's something about the second year in office, because the second year in office, Sleepy Joe said business as usual. Look, he done ran, he done brought all the United States citizens out of that Arab nation. He gave Ukraine billions of dollars. Now he's selling him all of that weaponry that was in that Arab country that he pulled the people out and he left all of those guns, those machinery. Everybody was saying, what the hell is he doing? All that shit is theater, bro. Going back to Disney and Hollywood.
Billions of dollars was left there. And they got a dude coming on TV talking about, hey, no big deal about what happened in Afghanistan. I said, damn, I'm not that stupid. I mean, maybe I am, but go ahead.
No, you're right. It's an agenda, bro. You see through the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You must have been smoking weed in the 80s when that shit was ooh-wee, you know? You can see through the clouds. You can see through the clouds of the bullshit.
It's through the clouds.
You know what I'm saying? And another thing about that, too. Look at what Haiti's done. The same thing with the Choctaw done. You know, the same thing with the Gullah Geechee done. Look, one of the longest wars in America is the one between the Gullahs and the what you call them in Florida. Because they couldn't do shit with them because they were
Seminoles.
Dealing with the spirituality. It wasn't about battling with rocks and sticks and shit. It was spiritual. Just like with that African proverb. You know, we send our ancestors and spirits in first, so when we go into battle, the victory is already won. You know, this is the main thing everybody's forgetting about, might be because of the okie-dokie pokies in their ass now, is ain't nothing greater on this planet than the spirit. It's saying that same book,
Hilarious
Biblios. Heaven and hell is in the mind. I will put my words in the inward parts. If this deity is spiritual, not physical, the words that he's putting you in is the words of power. Even in Kemet, you speak the words of power. A word fitly spoken, bruh, has power. You know?
That's right.
White man's ice ain't cold. We the white man anyway, in law.
This is where you're going to take us to another level. See, I told you, I ain't got to do it. No one said, we don't gave everything today. My man, that you said, I said that the black military is in part of this country. Everything that caused espionage, if y'all want to do this Hebrew stuff, everything that caused espionage used us to do. It took Native Americans to do espionage on other Native Americans. They knew their ways. But it had to be something given to them to want to do that. That's where we're trying to lose each other. Because I'm telling y'all all out there. Now, y'all send a thread. Everybody on this show is on fire. Ain't nobody. I'm just bringing fire to what my brother said. Because I don't want y'all to think that we say, oh, because you could do this. No, we didn't say you can't. I said, but if you fight zombies, because everything is a zombie movie now. You don't know who a zombie in your house. You don't know who a zombie you sleeping with. You don't know who a zombie. Now, the thing about this is, y'all all right now. But let's get some distinctions together today. He just said everybody on this line who spoke, no problem whatsoever. Ain't nobody can say nothing. Y'all speaking facts. All I'm saying is, let's go with the demographics we got. It got to be opposition to this. Now, y'all got weapons. Y'all already said it all over the place. I ain't got to say. Everybody got weapons. Let's go with that. But let's look at the world. Somebody put yourself on mute. You got a lot of noise. If you want to talk, that's one thing. But if you're going to just listen, put yourself on mute. Hit the number one button, and that's all you got to do because we don't need to hear all the extra. I only want those who want to talk. Now, the thing about this is if y'all talk about the Bible and all this other stuff y'all, we all been taught, there was revolution. There was espionage. You don't take the land over by, you know, being, you know, nice. That's not what the Bible even states. So that's another lie we believe. If everything happened through osmosis, so nice. No, it took some chaos. Chaos. Now, y'all about to get chaos. I just mentioned Buffalo and my brother there because I see if she able to watch a killing of that magnitude, that we all know. You know what it is, a psyop. I got to tell you. But just think about it on another level. Like, now, you don't believe it. We know that. You talking to the choir right here. We trying to get your message to go to the other limit. We saying, what about us who see this, what we going to go through? Because us seeing it, we still need allies. if you look at that Bible book, before they went in and start killing, they had allies. You know what they had? They had the women. Now, y'all don't get it. That's why George Soros can get the women, because they got their women as their allies. Women, the women are allies. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Y'all, this is Brother Tutmos. He said Gen X. I looked at the next generation. It's called Alpha. What they call men, women, alphas. Alpha men.
Yep.
See, that's the next
MLK
generation.
MLK was the Alpha Phi Alpha.
Alpha men. Now, I'm telling you.
Well,
I'm telling you, we're about to get deeper.
Can I bring it back to one thing?
Go ahead. Bring it back. Give you a couple.
What level are you able to program your mind?
Yeah.
On a spiritual
level. What level? I don't know.
Alpha. Alpha.
Yeah. I don't know.
You got to go down to the alpha level. So if the people really wanted to bring on change, prime example, even Martin Luther King's march, everybody is partly in fear because knowing that the Pinkfoot is going to throw rocks, the Klan and all of that shit, they walking through these territories, right? So he did the Pied Piper thing, singing, ain't nobody going to turn us around. Once you get to a repetitious level, in just like the people walking around Jericho, once you get into a level of harmony together, you don't have to think about the words because it's repetition. Now you can start using, now you're at an alpha level. You're at a relaxed level. Now you can program your mind for whatever you want to do.
Now,
it's in all the positive motivational books.
I'm not going to take nothing away from the positivity. Right. Now, I'm never going to say the mind is not the weapon. I'm never going to say because they're attacking your mind every day. So that's not even a debate to me. Now, let's go with that. If y'all want to make it harder, okay, they got the mind. Now, I'm not going to say all y'all here what your mind is. I cannot tell you. But Decepticons is, to me, in everybody's mind. It's a Decepticon in your mind somewhere that lingers in your inner thoughts. Somewhere down in your own psyche. I don't know it, don't need to know it. But let's just go with this. Let's go with this thing now. Y'all keep saying to me, and to everybody who listens, y'all been hearing, okay, we got this power. We got this power. I ain't going to deny it. But, there's a but to this. A remnant. And y'all hate the word remnant, obviously. It's only going to see this in your own book. That means a very small fraction of people are going
critical
to wake
mass.
Up. Critical mass. There you go. Thank you, man. Now, if the critical mass is very minute, I'm going to make an argument for the New World Order, see if y'all can handle this. Then why wouldn't they think then, if these motherfuckers this stupid, then us small remnant, I'm gonna put you where you need to be. This small remnant that figured it out that this is how we should do it, you don't think they should feel, like you just said, you feel few, how they think they feel? They might say, you so dumb that the majority you dumb. The remnant that do understand, they all ain't worried about us because the thing is, they're going to leave us the critical mass. Now, what happens to critical mass? Critical mass, a solution has to happen that create critical mass to make a reaction that's so powerful that it creates the next reality. So actually, that if they let all of us out here who say we know what we're talking about, and your whole, let's just take your whole street goes zombie crazy, because you have not thought about this equation, and they decide to cut off your electricity. Now, do you have enough understanding to protect the household that people now ain't normal? Because you know, you just said y'all were so smart that when they cut all the electricity off during COVID and put up the 5G, and y'all been sending all these things to me, and it shows the validation in my mind that if we told y'all back then when they was doing the array of things in Chicago, when no one knew in Chicago, you tell me right now that they got all these things up. Everything's up because you believed in COVID. That's a fact. And COVID was able to stop you from going to work and watch them put that up at hyper rate speed called warp speed. See, warp speed means they got the shit up so quick that it was able to work. Now it's able to work at another efficiency level now. That's why they want you to take more shots. Now, I'm going to go deep on you because, see, didn't they try to kill Jesus? Jesus said, wait a minute. You're going to beat the shit out of me for 3 days. 3 days. They beat this dude up. He had a trial. He had all that. Now, this y'all out here, listen, I'm going to put y'all as Jesus. Y'all been warned during the Trump that your whole civil liberties is about to go. If they could put a president in jail and die the president, who the fuck are y'all on this line? Think about that for 1 minute. Just think about it for a minute. Because you don't really have, because Jesus' friends were sorry friends. See, that's why you don't get Jesus good. That's why crucifixion is a serious thing. See, Jesus' friends couldn't come through in a time of trouble.
Judas and the last Messiah.
Yeah, there you go. They told you, see, I'm going to show you what you're going to do to yourselves so you won't even have to blame nobody. Because that's what you want to do. The white man made me do this. Nah. The white man ain't making you do this. You want to do this.
Hey, Dry Bones.
Go ahead.
Is the number guy on the show today? April the 4th is a very special day to me. April the 4th was when Martin Luther King died, and April the 4th is when Trump was indicted.
Yeah.
And he was indicted with 34 charges, and that's 7.
Yeah.
And I think that was a weak charge, but I think it was a sacrifice, and it was an introduction to the world and to the United States that we have no more rights and our Constitution and laws
does not exist. Okay, hold on. Now, that's what I was, thank you, sir. Thank you. Now, Jesus is the United States. That's a fact. But look it up. Because it says, all merchants mourn at the Messiah because they were able to pimp and everything because the whores of Martha, who the three women that took them? Did he have Martha and who the other one?
Mary.
Martha and Mary, don't you weep. Now, I'm going to go there. See, all the whores of Babylon are mourning because Epstein in the harlot.
you wrong, Dry Bones. You need to apologize for that. You people are very bad. And didn't the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, this is something else that didn't get talked about. Within the last 2 days, he said that they need to invoke eminent domain
eminent
people's
domain.
Land so
Chase.
They can further the green sustainability agenda while at the same time they're being investigated with the ties with Epstein. I said, ain't that something?
I'm talking through the thread. I told you, this is the holy dry bone. I said, now, here it is. The scriptures say, in the merchants mourning in pirate land. They in pirate land. Oh, man, y'all about to get it, boy. I'm about to put it on y'all today.
Where you at, Dry Bones? You lost your thought of that.
Yes. Pirate Land going to get y'all. Pirate Land say, hey, Mary. Now, look at the whole story. Now, he killed himself, supposedly, in prison. And then his girlfriend, she goes to prison, and then the book comes out. See, this is the book. This is the book of your Bible. The Bible says, and the book shall be read. We're looking at all the saints. All y'all claiming to be saints. See, saints is an intelligent being. So all y'all claiming to be saints, intelligent beings, the saints read, they hear all the charges. All the charges. Y'all forgot what it said in Revelation. It says that we will see the slaying of the saints that was known as Sodom and what?
Gomorrah.
No, it didn't say that. Sodom.
Grimoire.
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 Yeah.
It says they will be slain with the blood of saints from Sodom and Egypt.
That's right. That shows a ritual, a magic ritual, because what's a grimoire? See, that's what I'm saying.
I just want to
just like what you said earlier, Dry Bones, the indigenous people taught the Europeans guerrilla warfare, military, even martial arts, pugilism, right? Navy SEALs, all of those high warriors, you know, the Green Berets and all of that.
Yeah.
That's pugilism. You know, they could make a weapon out of damn near anything, right?
Right, right. That's what
they could hold their breath underwater for a damn half hour.
I'm not telling you. All I'm telling you now is because this is called the day of the day of resurrection, right? Now, y'all don't know what you resurrected into. We will have that known to you soon. 09997. I've got to put yourself on mute, y'all. I'm going to get more callers. I got the lines is blowing up. 0997.
Yo, what's up, yo?
What's up? Talk to us.
All right, yo, check this out. Now, everything y'all saying is on point. Just remember, these wars is changing everything as we knew it. They kind of do it very subtle. I don't know how they can do it subtly because, see, I believe in real money. See, it's the currency and it's money. Now, people will do anything to you for these dollars over here. But these dollars, they hit a button, they can print out $100 billion. My brothers is out here wilding out on each other for some worthless paper, monopoly money. But you can't tell them that because they won't go study money. Go study what is money.
Mm-hmm.
And then look what these boys are doing. Hey, look, all the reality that we live in today, it comes from TV, movies, and this, that. You got all these, everybody think they like a macho, Rambo, killer, or something, a gangster, murderer, shit.
Yeah.
This is projection. And you know what? That's some psycho shit right there. But guess what? That's what them Germans did. They had everybody messed up because it was psychologically blowing in.
Propaganda.
Yep, go ahead. Let them talk.
I'm just saying, I hope I'm not saying
wrong. No, man, keep going. You're in the Helios. We ain't got nothing wrong. We trying to get to the bottom.
Okay,
you got to burn like...
But if you really see what they do right now is even more... Look, they about to drop this dollar out. They're telling you about digital currency, CBDs, Fuji, man, all kind of crazy digital shit. You don't even know. Bitcoin, guess what? The oldest money in the world is gold and silver. Silver is the money of regular people, and gold is the money of people. Now,
it's real shit right here. Every nation confiscated gold since you've been talking. Every nation is Go ahead.
America stole all these people gold. America's a,
right.
America stole these people gold.
Yeah.
They came and say, hey, France came in with a gunboat in the New York Harbor and say, yo, man, we want our gold. Next thing you know, Nixon talking shit. Oh, we temporarily suspending the gold standard, son.
That's right.
Because he
suspended.
Stole all the world's gold.
All the world's gold.
From everybody.
So 9/11. Let's go with 9/11.
You know that's the inside job, right?
Yeah, inside, baby. We already had. Hey, I appreciate that love for that one.
Man,
now, let's go with that.
Hold on.
Don't go nowhere. We about to get deep. People put fire on shit. Everything you say, I'm going to dispute that for it. That's a fact. Now, let's go with this. Now, we see that the black nations, though, that we got as black nations, they all went brick. South Africa brick, the Brazil brick, all the black folks. Brazil, India brick, China brick, Russia brick.
They fight the American dollar. They're not going to let these white boys tell you what you can do with your dollars no more. But you know what?
Hold on. But give me
my
hold
man
on.
Thomas, because I never paid attention, but he said some shit to me one day, and I swear. I know a bunch of shit, but the shit he said to me, he said, we got everybody else making our shit all over the world, trying to make all our shit. Hey, look, all them Best Buy stores that closed down, that's when that shit hit me like, bam! They closed all the stores down because they was having some kind of economic war. But you and me, they don't talk about it, so it's over our heads. And they don't teach us this shit in school, so we be like little babies on this shit.
Now, Brother Tomos, y'all don't, he on the thread, so Brother Tomos, I told y'all I was going to make a show out there, didn't I? I ain't lying to you. I'm making a show out this shit today, and I sure did. Now, that's coming from the thread. Y'all better jump on the thread. Y'all better jump on it. Let me get some more calls. Hold on. Let me get some more calls because what he just said. Now, I'm going to play some stuff to put some incineration because Jesus. Now, y'all should know this by now. See, Jesus, all the planets been lining up for your asses out there. Y'all ain't paying no attention to that shit. Y'all say y'all are celestial.
Here come Pluto.
Yeah, it been some celebrity.
Hey, the most important commodity is your thoughts, man.
Yeah.
You got to think, you can get
right.
Money. You can think it up, man. So
that's the most
important commodity
right
now.
Think it ain't illegal yet. I'm just telling y'all out here. Let me get a couple. Hold on. Before I go, because we still got time. Because I forgot. It started at 12:30. That time change. Even messing me up. 9451. I'm going to bring you in. I'm going to bring a 5095. Everybody get 3 minutes. 9451. You got 3 minutes if you answer right now. 3 minutes. Go ahead.
do your thing.
Yo, what's good, man? It's Thomas, man. What's good, man?
Go ahead, Brother Thomas. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm gonna give you five minutes.
I'm gonna be real quick, man. I just wanted to say, man, that you was talking about that Generation Alpha.
Right.
Now that whole generation just ended with GPT because the new generation will be the kids that are born that won't remember life without the artificial intelligence.
Oh!
You see what I'm saying? The technology always drives the generation. So I don't know if we're going to see Generation Beta or Generation Omega. Cause they might be the Omega generation. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I was going to add, man. Peace to everybody. Happy Easter.
That's deep. Again, that comes from his program that he put together for quite a few programs out here. Mine's to Bush Privilege. He put together, go to the archives, y'all, Generation X, but tell them, it go along with what we see today. And if we have grandkids, say for instance, you got kids, they got kids. The next generation of grandkids, or the next generation of kids that come out, the grandkids, you telling me, and I want y'all to think for a minute, because it's a fact. They ain't going to even know nothing without artificial intelligence. They're going to be so used to it that it's in them now. They're going to be what I consider transhumanist babies. What's your thought on that?
That's cold.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying they won't know how to think for themselves. Like, that's why the Generation Alpha is the alpha. They will be the ones that will be still able to think on their own because they remember how to think without the artificial intelligence. They 13
okay.
right now. They
right.
know how to log on the computer and not have something do it for them. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. But I don't know if it's going to be the beta generation or the omega generation because they might be super smart. Cause all they gonna know is they gonna have some always helping them. That shit might tool to their ass and make
now,
them smarter than we were.
Now, let's go with that. Hold on. I want to look at yourself. See, y'all always talking about self and all this shit. Let's go with ourselves right now. Now, how do we participate in that? Now, I'm saying we gotta be participating because I gotta learn computer. So my mind is I don't want the next generation to be as dumb as I was. So I'm pushing. Mm-hmm. So basically, ain't our energy somewhat pushing this too? Because if we're looking at it and we know how to look what we're doing. We're doing blog talk radio. Oh, we got all kinds of shit that could make a next generation, if they get to it, it might make them a lot of money. But right now, we in infant stage. So basically, are we the people that bring in the new frontier?
Yeah,
what's your thoughts? I'm going to take some more calls. I'm going to take more calls after that. Y'all wait. I'm going to give y'all a chance to talk. I'm going to go down.
I always agree with you, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
I was just thinking, like, it's going to be like your kids will have a constant tutor teaching them shit all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, you do it this way. So,
that's my point.
So that
you
could make
so right.
them, that could make them smarter. But then again, if they just use it to do everything for them, and don't learn it on their own, they're going to be the dumbest kids we ever seen in our lives.
Okay, okay, hold on.
You know what I'm saying? See,
that's why I love y'all. Because
yeah,
y'all,
I agree.
I agree.
That 5G, look at it.
Go ahead.
That 5G got their ass fighting in school now, man. We wasn't fighting because we had no damn 5G.
Not
they
like
turned
that.
On that 5G right after this damn scamming damn COVID when everybody went on. They hooked up that 5G in them schools, and there it goes.
I think that our young people are going to
put yourself on mute, y'all. Come on, help us out here.
I'm not sure.
I don't, not you. Y'all put yourself on mute, and we're gonna let y'all back in. Just put them on mute while you blowing around. Don't worry about it. We ain't gonna cut you off. But if I'll cut you off, if I find who's making all this noise, but go ahead. To me, y'all.
But yeah, I think that our young people are headed to a disaster because of the fact that four is definitely Satan's number. The four white horses is the person that's going to divide us, who are going to think for us, who are going to tell us how to live, who are going to control our consciousness. And I believe that if the people right out of slavery from the 1920s gravitated to all of the confusion and misled their thinking of thought on how to grow their community and their people,
okay,
and they didn't even have the technology that we have today, and the technology that we have today reaches more people, and they brainwash the young people, and they're keeping them confused.
Okay, well, okay.
They,
now, let's
they
know
want
this.
Boys.
Hold
they
on.
Don't
hold
even
on.
Know what their gender
hold
is. They don't know
hold
what.
On. Hold on. Hold on. I watch women. I watched all y'all. I know what you're saying. I'm glad y'all brought this gender thing up. Now, I told you, y'all going to have to say to your own self and your own communities, if some of y'all don't see us a lot, don't worry about it right now. But if those of you are seeing that the gay community is now acting like they're under attack, if the gay community cannot pretend like they're under attack. They cannot
pretend. No, they're not.
Somebody smoke. Hey, if y'all smoke a certain
women, we have to women
and
we have to revolt.
Cut yourself off.
Hey, yeah, that ain't me, man. That ain't me, Bone.
No, I know it ain't you. I think women
have to stand up and women in sports, they should, when they have a transgender
okay.
man want to play with them, they should
you.
Just sit down
okay.
and not participate.
Okay, now
that's
I'm gonna go with
shit.
No, he just said that. All y'all said. Let's go with the banks right now. Y'all said earlier. I'm going to tell y'all something right now. I'm going to see if we're for real. Now, Brother D from Chi-Town said that J.P. Morgan, CEO.
Tennessee.
Yeah. Okay.
I ain't in Chicago no more.
That's right. Tennessee. All right. J.P. Morgan. And I see that. I said, damn. Now, I got a beef now in my own conscience. I said, damn. Now, how I'm going to look at this? And I ain't going to tell you how you think, but I'm saying, damn, I got to take my money out of J.P. Morgan right now, because if they going to tell me that they supporting intimate domain that openly, I got to wonder about that. I really do. If somebody tell you who's a CEO of mostly a lot of people in New York State, Florida, and he telling us that intimate domain is what they Biden administration, and the Biden administration ain't say, nah, you full of shit. There ain't nothing been said. That's why I get on people. I told you, I said, you know, remember. Now, you sacrifice to Jesus now. Now, y'all Jesus. Now, y'all got yourselves in a predicament where black folks blindly vote democratically. Don't have no agenda behind it. And now they got y'all thinking y'all criminals because you can't vote because you're a criminal, so that's why they did the cash bail. I'm going to tell you how this is working. It's totally easy. You can't even make this up. It's how easy this is. They made cash bail easy because they need criminals. Why they need them? You just heard earlier with Zelensky. Zelensky said, he hung with Al Capone. Now, here's a guy that hung out with Al Capone and making policies that black folks are following at least 80% time. Let's look it up.
And where was Al Capone from?
I think she was in Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago, yeah. Now, I'm trying to figure out. Now, New York got their own thing. Now, here's where the Irish people come. I want y'all to listen carefully now.
He's from Brooklyn, man.
But his empire was in Chicago. He might be from the, but the empire was in Chicago where all of them came together and made them goddamn so-called agreements to take over Vegas and all that bullshit, Miami, and so with the five families and all that. Now, I'm not going to debate all the other stuff, but let's just go with the premise that we all know. They mafia.
What?
Now, they mafia. Regardless of what you know about the mafia, that's fine. That's great, but let's go with the reality of it. If the reality shows me an organizer, ain't that what they all claim to be today? Or are we organizers? Organizers, Jimmy Hoffa, all this was union stuff. I'm not making this up. This is fact. Now, if the union is getting kickbacks, and now we get a guy who got the teachers union who used my...
Thank you, Brandon Johnson.
Right. Who used my... Now, I want y'all to think... See, I want to see if they can catch on to reality that's happening all day long.
Right.
If the reality is that this guy used union dues for a campaign that many people would not have done if they had known. Now, what Chicago does is what Chicago does. I'm going to go with Miami right now.
Right.
I told y'all. Now we got a war with DeSantis and all the LGBTQ. He did not. This is facts. We don't care about. We want facts. I don't care about what I believe about the guy. Facts said that Disney was never really touched. It was a facade. Disney is still powerful. Ain't going nowhere. So that's a facade. Now, let's go even deeper. But I'm sick of y'all playing. I can't beat Judas. I'm just going to tell the truth. The facts show. Facts show. Even in Tennessee, where's Judge Joe Brown at? Couldn't he give us, he was on Fox for, when he did the thing on Fox for Hunter Biden. We need you now to explain to the people, if you want to be a mayor, of how they able to expel these people. Is it legal? Is it not legal? Right there tells me there's some shit going on in Tennessee. That's that black belt thesis. Now, if y'all ain't looked at the black belt thesis yet, and never thought about looking up, you're not going to understand where we're going today, and that's okay. But I'm going to now blow everybody up. It's time to blow this shit up. Now, y'all been saying all this stuff. Georgia, you know, black belt thesis. Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, parts of Florida, Louisiana. I don't know what to say, but all I know is y'all are hardcore Democrats. I don't give a damn what you believe on this line. The facts show your state black population is almost close to 85%, which is unbelievable for people who ain't got shit, unless they rappers or entertainers.
And Memphis is one of the poorest cities in the United States, and they got a Democratic mayor. Oh, by the way, the little sister with the gold hair on LSU, Strickland, that's his granddaughter. I just found that out the other day.
Who granddaughter?
The little girl, the guard who plays for LSU with the little golden hair. That's the guard. That's his granddaughter.
Oh, man. And let me let y'all know, that team was just not that one girl. That team was good, but with a few, that girl who shit that he just said, a couple others, she didn't win the whole game. Y'all make it all. She just made a statement, but that's fine. But let's go with this, y'all. Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee. Come on, y'all. They just shot up the Christians, y'all. This is a war on Christianity, too.
Right.
Now, I don't know how to tell y'all this, but they've been telling you this. They've been telling you they're going to do this to you, and y'all don't listen. Like I say, everybody is so caught up in social media. You are. Let's not be dumb. We are. We are caught up. Everybody loves this shit. It's like social media. You look at it all day long, and it brainwashes. Don't you think they thought about that? That's why the Bible says you're the very elect. Even y'all say y'all know the Bible. It didn't say everybody goes. It said even the very elect will be deceived. Y'all been showing me deep fakes now. Brother Tupmo showed me some shit the other day. I'm looking at the shit. How I'm supposed to know who telling the news now? How I'm supposed to know? Everybody out there listening. How I'm supposed to know if the news looks like the goddamn people
And you don't even know.
That Thursday, what happened, they didn't even talk about the expulsion of the three state reps. You know what they talked about all day on the news? Because I was in the dealership. They talked about the rain. They talked about that for the first 2-3 hours. They didn't even talk about the expulsion.
Right. No expulsion talk. Now, I'm going to ask y'all some questions now because I need y'all input. Y'all the dry bones out here. I'm going to bring some more calls in. But I need y'all to put your – if you're going to move around, we don't have a problem. Just put the number one button, mute yourself when you're ready to really – and I'm going to call – I'm going to call on people. I'm gonna
March 29th, the governor of Tennessee signed the bill HB 1479. That is the new law that authorizes the state treasury to purchase and sell gold or precious metal bullion that will be directly owned by the state. Nobody talked about that neither.
Nobody talked about the states now succeeding into gold and silver, y'all. Now,
yes.
I told you, each state is a country. Y'all should know this by now, but y'all, none of y'all.
Hell yeah.
Each state's a country. Each state. My passport got me connected to New York State regardless. Now, I'm trying to tell y'all something. If you're really thinking out there, if you're really thinking. I said thinking. Is
Come
legal.
On, drop it, dry bones. Drop it. Drop
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't nobody. Yeah. These banks, now, they able to sue. People are suing now. You can't sue. The problem is, remember the day, I'm going to tell you how this crazy is getting. Remember squatter rights? Everybody just said the Morris couldn't do that. I knew Morris told me they could go into houses, and they were doing it, having parties in them, doing stupid shit in the house, but they were able to do it. I said, damn. And some white folks were able, and some communities were able to get them out. But now, did you see what's going on? This ancient common law is all through the states now. Certain states are fighting that you can't squat. In Chicago and New York, people are squatting in your property now, tearing it up before they leave. They're going to destroy the whole middle class of you who got a few houses. Who cares? You got three houses. You know houses are a liability. It's mental. It ain't all easy unless you're super rich. You got to do a lot of work to keep these houses up. And you got ignorant people living. You got ignorant people living in them because your state, because you think everything's about you and nothing's going to happen to you. Your state, if you have a property, is going to give it up to squatters. Did you not know that, everybody? Look it up. Look it up. It's out there. You don't even know it. Squatters are able to have more rights than you, the landlord. Look that up, everybody, if you think I'm making it up.
Hey, John, what about the immigration policy in Illinois?
Yeah.
Let's go back to Georgia. Let's go back to Georgia for a minute. There were some young people. There's some young people who wanted to feed the homeless, right? There was a video on YouTube. I think it was around 12 or 13, 2012 or 2013. The cops came in and asked the people if they had a permit. They said, no, we're just doing humanitarian. You know, we're trying to be humane. You know, we're just feeding the homeless. They had sandwiches and they had juice. Everything was in a container besides the sandwiches that they made. The cops started to arrest the people because it was against the law to feed the homeless. Now, going back to what you said, I think it was around the same time or 2018. They said they made a policy, because it's not law, it's policy, that if a homeless person moves onto your land, you cannot move them off your land. Going back to the same thing. Just like they did in Chicago. A lot of people really feel that a lot of those murders that was taking place in Chicago was gangbangers. No, it's just agents in black faces going back to the same thing. But I really want to go back to this one specific thing. What was
make
that movie?
Quick.
Oh, Eli. Remember that movie Denzel did?
Yeah, make quick. Yeah, Eli.
Okay.
The book he read. It was in Braille. It's in Braille. Now, let's go home. Hold on. Let me go there because I got to play this because I don't have but 10 minutes before I'll be cut off. All you, I'm going to open your lines up. After 1 o'clock, I'm gonna ask all y'all individually. I'm open the lines up, but I want to hear from y'all individually from each area, and let me hear from them. But this is what the concept is. This is 1950, y'all. Y'all, many of y'all weren't even born this line. Those you were, they told you back then. This is what the agenda is, from their own mouths.
This book was written 50 years ago. And it was presented before Congress in the House of Representatives on January the 10th, 1963. Now, for those of you that can remember back then, you'll remember what our nation was, what kind of mess we were in at that point. I want you to consider for a moment what you're about to see presented here before the House of Representatives. And the book was actually written by a former FBI agent. He worked with the FBI for 16 years, and then he went and became the chief of police in Salt Lake City. And it was during this time that he wrote his famous book called The Naked Communist. Now, keep in mind, he worked for the FBI. This guy had inner knowledge of what was going on way back then about what communism was openly trying to get into the United States of America. Now, if you remember where we were at in that time frame, what was going on in the 60s, many of you remember the peace demonstrations, the war, the riots and everything else. Lots and lots of things were going on. And a lot of things I'm going to share with you in this book literally took place in that little time frame. Matter of fact, he presents 45 goals for overthrowing the United States. Overthrowing it in the sense of making it become communist. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let us look at less than half of them. And I want you to observe these in the next few minutes, and you tell me, you be the judge, ladies and gentlemen, you tell me if this book that's 51 years old, written by a former FBI agent, if this book is not telling exactly the direction our country's going. Now, with this in mind, I want to give you just a few of them. Number four, and as I said, we'll give you less than half of them, so just stick with me real quickly here. Number four, permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation, and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Of course, it was a short time after that that we started seeing things in our nation that was made, in effect, by communist nation. For example, I always thought it was kind of funny how American flags are made in China. And it's quite interesting when throughout the years they have interviewed and talked to people about their personal opinion of the products made in China and how that, oh, it might be cheap, but it was talking about good value and all the other things. It's low on the quality level. Matter of fact, they just was recalling thousands of women started buying, kids started buying these flip-flops and started breaking out with these horrendous burns, some of second and third degree burns on their feet. And of course, many of you remember a couple years ago when they had all these dogs that were dying because they had food that was being made there in China. Number 11, promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. Well, how many know since then that has literally taken place? Now the UN has its own army, and many of these stand on their own soil. Many of our American citizens are a part of this international army. Number 12, resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. I don't know how many of you saw it during the president's speech. There were massive amount of pro-Obama, pro-communists that were standing right there in the United States Capitol, proudly waving their communist flags, a part of the United Communist Party of America. When would you have ever thought we'd got to that place? Number 15, capture one or both of the political parties in the U.S. Now keep in mind, this was written 51 years ago. Consider how radical that sounded, and consider today when you look at Newsweek just recently, the front page of the cover of Newsweek magazine openly says we are all socialists now. Since the election, we're all socialists now. Does one of the political parties seem to be pushing socialist concepts, folks? I know it's kind of hard for us to believe this. That's why we need to pull our heads out of the sand. It is happening right before our very eyes. We are seeing we're losing an entire political party to this concept. Number 16, use technical decisions to the court of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Who would have ever thought that you would get to the place in the United States of America that you could not say the Pledge of Allegiance because it said one nation under God? Who would have ever thought, folks, that a judge would keep kids from saying the Pledge of Allegiance, ban them from doing so? Number 17, talking about schools, listen to this. Get control. This is 51 years ago. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of the teachers' association. Put the party line in textbooks. Well, every one of those things have been fulfilled to a T. Just last month, one of the National Education Association's top lawyer said openly in a speech said that those who promote traditional values are a group of white-winged blank. Starts with a B. Now, these are the people that are teaching our children. And we'll talk more about the school thing in a minute. Number 21, gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. I think that pretty much goes undisputed. It seems today that CNN has turned into the Communist News Network. When you look at the junk that's on television today, and it's you believe it and you obey it because it's on TV. Number 22, continue discrediting American culture by degrading. Now listen to this. This is pretty incredible. By degrading all forms of artistic expression. Now that's going to sound bizarre, but listen to what he says. An American communist cell was told to, quote, eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. Now, why would an FBI agent uncover this from the communist attempt to take over when all of a sudden you start looking, and literally, as you look, it's almost as if art has become shapeless, meaningless forms. Matter of fact,
now let's build with the King thing built in, just recently built. Everybody thought he was sucking some coochie, and that's what they mean. Meaningless, shapeless objects. That's one. I go all day. Can y'all, any one of y'all, just on that level, just get, if you can't give me one, I'm gonna go down the line. I'm gonna see everybody thinking. I'm going down the line because the show is over in a minute. 1-877. Can you give me anything that he said that makes sense to you? Just give me one. I don't need a bunch. Just give me one thing he said that makes sense to you. 1-877.
When children cannot say the Pledge of Allegiance in the school, that was the beginning of taking control of our children.
Okay, you seen it. Okay, let me go. 1-8-8-5-5-4, my brother. Tell me something. The man gave a manifesto 55 years ago. That's almost what the... Tell me what anything you see that he said that makes sense to you. Give me one. Just give me one. I don't care.
I mean, everything. That's all part of the whole sustainability great reset thing.
There you go.
You know.
Okay. 6-6-6-6-1. Anything. I'm going down the line. I'm going to hit y'all minds today. I'm sick of all that.
Hey, man. Everything he said was a checkmate, but we've been going through that Jack Powell with...
Yeah.
With good times.
But all the checkmate. Okay, somebody. 3-3-6-4.
What's that noise?
Somebody put this up because I'm going to hit the show in a minute because they can't hear it anymore. 3-3-6-4. Anything. Give me something. I hear you.
Okay.
I didn't say what's gonna stop you. I said a guy could put a book together. That's all we talk about. Not you.
Right.
God could put a book together. If he could put a book together and get the masses of people to actually, I'm hearing this every day. You tell me you ain't heard.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me go to 781. I'll ask y'all. Is this a book that's 51 years old plus? Is that 7981? Have you not heard what this guy said 51 years ago actually coming to fruition?
Oh, yeah. I've heard it plenty of times, and he's right on point.
He's right on point. Okay, let me go to 7. Let me go to 1-8-1-0-6-9. I got all you open. Have you not heard it? I mean, it's a 51-year-old book. How accurate is this due to you?
It's the same information they've been putting out. So
same information. Okay, I got you, Sean Bill Kelly. I'll bring you in soon. 4853. I want to get a consensus today before I go any further with y'all minds.
What somebody else said, I want to say two things, if I may, right quick, and drive on. One is, remember, when they came here and took over, first thing they did was separate the children from the parents so they could program the children the way they wanted them to. This is the agenda, again, just like LGBT, all of these things, even with this technology. If they could separate the child from the parent, you can't whoop your child when they get out.
But all I'm saying is you telling me that you definitely see what this man's saying going on today. That's a yes?
Okay.
Let me get some more calls. I don't need that much. 5059. Same thing. Do you see what this man said 52, 55 years ago actually taking fruition? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me go to 5451. I just want to get everybody on the same accord because we don't need all this debate when it's on the same accord. Now we need to know how this can happen. 9451. You say yes or no. You have you not witnessed what a man said this long ago? Okay, you make it too much. Let me go to 90997. 0997. Everybody else can't do it. Oh, I got one more in. You lucky I got you in. That's right. You know what? I still got a half hour. Let me go to 57696. What this man said in this book, you don't see this agenda going on? Do you see the agenda going on?
Hey, drop home.
No, I hear you.
Hey.
Now, why y'all got
somebody
to make this noise?
Somebody fixing on their car, that's all.
Put your mute, y'all. Put your mouth. Yeah,
drop home.
Right. Put yourself on mute if you're making that much noise. What's wrong with y'all?
That's a damn change, man.
That's why I tell y'all. You could tell that
they hide them Easter eggs, drop on. They hide Easter eggs. We got to, you know, they hide Easter eggs today. That's what's going on.
Right.
But
keep going.
Yeah, but that agenda is going on. You know what I'm saying? All day. It's been going on. When you look at how all the black communities gone in all the neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? So that shows right there, you know, make everything in turn on itself. You know what I'm saying? Create the agenda, then it turn on itself. And see, that's what, you know, what's that called? Like, basically, like, you know, you put the problem out there, and then it just evolves into whatever it's going to evolve into. You know, they made the crime, all the gang, the big gang leaders, they moved away. They moved away to Missouri. They moved away to Kansas City. All the mob bosses and the money, they kept all the crime and everything in those cities, you know what I'm saying, New York and the gangs and stuff. And that's what helped fuel the fire of all the society was those groups of where you can have somewhere to have the control confusion going on.
Right, control confusion. Now, I'm asking y'all out there because I agree with you on that one, right? Now, all the people moving, you say they're moving, they're getting control confusion. Y'all heard the confusion. Now, I'm asking y'all out there. Now, you might be able to get the confusion. ain't saying you ain't.
Hey, Drive On, but see, that's a part of that. That's a part of the Trail of Tears.
Right. Ooh, there you go. The Trail. There you go. I like how you put that, because that's in their psyche. The Trail of Tears they must go through. There you go. There you go. Now, I'm glad you brought that, because that's a prophecy. See, that's what I'm looking for. People who take the ancient stuff.
No, Dry Bones, listen. Let him finish, because the next question is eminent domain. The Bulls are eminent domain.
I ain't stopping him. He can go. Go ahead, brother. D. He said something.
I got some background. I got some background noise. That's why.
All right, go ahead. All right, just mute yourself. Just mute yourself. But he said it. I mean, me and him talk a lot about this. I mean, the indigenous doctrines have been totally concealed. If any doctrine's been concealed, it's the beginning doctrines, and that's what nobody looks at, because they got you looking at so much other bullshit. Now, I told y'all last week, the first case should be Coursera, Anthony Coursera. Ain't nobody going to bring that up, because you know why? Ain't no lawyer going to take it. They scared. You think Crump going to take a case that can stop slavery? You honestly believe that? All you follow Crump. If I can find a case, and I ain't that bright as Crump, obviously. If I can find a case... And Crump can't go and get a case on that Virginia law. He can't pull up the real shit. He Boulay. He should be able to pull all the good shit. He Boulay.
Could I ask you one question, Dry Bones?
Go right ahead.
Do you think Crump is any better than Messy Jesse or the
no!
Sharpton?
That's all I'm putting out. Okay. That's all I'm putting out. Yeah, I just made sure how he a lawyer. Jesse ain't a lawyer. Jesse an activist. That's the first thing. He activist. See, El Sharpton, activist. They ain't lawyers.
But they're ministers. What's the difference? Ministers.
That's the part I'm talking about. They are ministering propaganda. They're propaganda, a ministry of propaganda. That's what they're the ministry of propaganda. That's what Goebbels said. So I'm going with that. I ain't debating nothing that simple no more. If we're going to get hard, let's go to some hardcore shit. That simple. Jesse, shot them and caught on the CIA, and nobody killed him from the mafia. He turned on the mafia. He had a so-called, and you got to know he got to be in, ain't no mafia figure came after him, so he got to be psyoptic. Let's just say that.
Yep.
So how about federally recognized, just like the mafia is federally recognized?
Just like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, federally recognized. I'm not going to debate that. That's just too easy.
Prime example. Let's go back to Cuba. Wasn't the government trying to use the mafia to take over Cuba? Remember?
That's right.
Was it vice versa?
Yeah, Godfather shit. Yeah. And now I'm gonna go here. I got to do this because I know time. We got to not 1:30 when I really don't have no control. All y'all in there now, y'all got control. I got control till 1:30, of course. After that, y'all can go further. If y'all overshadow each other, that's on y'all. I'm just trying to bring clarity to this shit. Now, let's go with this Russian connection. Now, all you've been hearing all your, let's go with the simple. I'm gonna just tell y'all simple. I'm not that bright, but don't y'all know that Russia was owed war reparations for helping America during the so-called fight against the bankers in Europe.
That's
now,
right.
I don't know how, and I'm going to go with Canada. Canada, I love y'all listening to me on Canada. I know y'all listening. Because y'all got a lot of information. Y'all actually going through it. Canada, the St. Lawrence Seaway was blocked by Russia for them. Otherwise, supplies would have came in from Britain. And because it was blocked off, they never was able to pay Russia. And so what Russia would do, what you think any nation would do if I can't get all my money? I got to get something, don't I? Don't I? Out there listening? Y'all playing the hustle.
It's only right.
I owe you. Okay. So the IOU is still IOU. You don't even get it. So they came up with the idea to get Blackfoot. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. They all orchestrated this shit now. Don't play yourself. Don't play yourself. This shit orchestrated to the max. But here's one orchestration, y'all. Y'all better realize. because this just the worst one of all. Y'all don't realize they want you to go electric because you can't afford. I can't speak for everybody, but most people ain't gonna buy electric cars. It's a lot of money to buy them and maintain them. They more than households, some of them. Now, if you want to pretend like gas don't mean nothing to you, that's on you. But when they dumped the dollar and Saudi Arabia went along with them, I hope y'all know that. Saudi Arabia went along with them today when Trump was, while y'all was watching Trump. That's the biggest blow, everybody. That's the blow in the Bible in Revelations. It said they get blown. Yeah, yeah. Somebody talk to
drop me. Drop on. Open 706. Open Kwame's line. 706. 706. Kwame.
Okay.
Yeah, see, what they trying to do, they trying to put us in a position where we really have to depend on them, because the dependency that we gave to our children on how we got them so weak and fucked up, you know what I'm saying? That's what they want. They want, that's the drone. That's a part of making a drone, because as long as you can go somewhere and get what you need and come back, have somewhere to sleep, and talk shit and do this over there, you fine with that. They learned that through the workforce. You know what I'm
right.
saying? That's how
the
I feel about it.
Where's Kwame at? I'm looking for Kwame. I was 707-06.
Am I on? Am I on? Hello?
Yeah, we hear you, Sean Kennedy. We hear you.
Go ahead, Kennedy.
Hey, I'm going to say something. Today I walked by in front of the White House today. Some very interesting things. You know, they got the St. John's Church right across the street.
Yep, St. John's Day.
And,
go ahead, talk to them.
You mentioned something. I don't know if you understand how much that meant, because if you're saying this is the Jesus, then you got to go with the same thing that George Washington's mother name was Mary. His first
yeah.
love was Mary, and his wife is Martha.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
can say, since this is the only city in the world named after a person, D.C. could be also Disciples of Christ. That could hold another meaning on the flip side.
Okay, flip side. I like that.
They really wanted to get rid of gun control or get rid of guns. They would have shut down the gun factories. So
yeah,
they
right.
are, they're not trying to do that. But what they
right.
what they got in mind is that they want you to be prepared for what's getting ready to come. So they're, like I said, with the immigration, and you don't hear much about that no more, but, yeah, they were flooding thousands of people, so they prepare you for war. All righty. When the woman signed over for the welfare, that meant she made any children slave of the state, property of the state. So
that
meant
that
she had to comply to the devil's law and the devil's ways. So there's no way of getting out of that. You can't get the money back and say, I changed my mind.
Is that in the book you got, man? Somebody, come on, y'all. Why y'all got to do all that? Why? Is that in the book you got? Is that the book you got about the preachers? Man, you had that book about slavery and the woman in slavery. Is that in that book?
Yes.
Give the name of the book, please.
This book is called The Smartest Student in High School Made the Worst Grades in America. And that particular chapter, we're dealing with black witches and black warlocks.
Okay. Hold on. It could be you. Are you running? Are you moving around?
No, I'm sitting still.
Okay, somebody.
And he's in front of the White House, man. He's sending the pictures, man. Like he's been taking these big fires, man. He's right there.
No, but
well, I mean, I'm going to eventually walk in there one day, so it ain't going to make a difference.
Let me ask you a question. I heard the White House is closed. Somebody put, you sent me a video. You sent me a video. The chick said the White House is closed. Joe Biden is actually at Tyler Perry Studios pretending to be in the White House. Now, of course, people ain't gonna believe that, but just look up Tyler Perry Studios.
I think being here in Atlanta, I can actually say whoever sent you this is accurate, and he has a fake house behind the White House. Okay, so he has multiple houses. There's no way that a person with his mental issues can be around that kind of activity and not be exposed. So that was the genius of the Democratic Party.
So there you go. Point validation. Okay, go ahead with that. Now you're saying. That is the what I'm asking you, because you been around. The White House is closed. What does that mean to you? And give me your perspective of what that means. Go ahead.
Well, for me, I see that this going to have to be the new leadership, that this system's already over with. And the Crystal City's out there. Everything's in the sky. Everybody sees it. You know, they don't want to see it, but it's still there. So, I mean, the hundreds of ads the Pentagon put out and other people putting out, they're trying to get us distracted from that. Like, even on TikTok, 90% of everything they put out there is all lies, all of it's lies. They taking well-known information, and they distorting it. And if you try to correct someone, the demons come out, and you know, they try to wage war. But all of these things are to distract us, because I say always look up. The Messiah told you to look for the signs in the sky. This changes in the sky. So everything you have to see it from the up view, you know what I mean? And here, all these problems and stuff that's going on don't really matter, because they lost their power. And if you think about it, if they send all this money to Ukraine and all this, that means they're trying to go over there. And Ukraine is closer to the Caucasus Mountains. So, you know, they're going to put, they got to go back to their origin.
Let's bring it back to here. Okay. Say they are doing this. Give me the perspective that you heard today, that blacks, being that before me and you was even born, these people making these agreements about communism, blacks supposed to be, I mean, it looks like we are a major player in this communism plot. How do you see America being played out if no one explained to our people that they basically are following a communist manifesto without knowing? How does that work?
Well, I mean, we've been under their mindset, so whatever they come out with is not going to make a difference. It's not going to benefit us. Nothing they can bring and talk about is supposed to benefit us. That's the whole point to it.
Right. Don't benefit us, but we hold on. I agree. Now, me and you make the same. I'm not saying it don't benefit us. I said 80% of our people are following this agenda without knowing, they may knowingly know. I'll give them that if they know and they know. But what about the masses that don't have no clue that they're following something that they think, like reparations? Don't that sound good? I mean, I was in the beginning days of reparations. All y'all listening, y'all know I ain't lying. I can't lie because y'all be calling me out. I'm there in Cobra meetings and shit, getting petitions. And now I find out it's a communist plot. How am I supposed to feel? Everybody listening. I go find out that reparations is turned into a communist plot. And I'm supposed to be happy about, what, universal income? Now, I know you guys in Chicago. I got to play this for y'all, for Chicago. Because I got to let you know, it's no wrong with being getting played ain't a bad thing. Everybody get played. But how long is the question?
They already part of it. They're not on our side. Let's make that clear. That's how we get our children.
I want to hear what that sister had to say, if I may say. I know I don't have no keys, but I'd like to hear what the sister.
As long as she don't come out with that belief shit. She bring facts. We don't got their belief.
I love y'all. Y'all something else. He said no belief.
Now, what were you going to say?
Hold on. She said a point about she said. Let's go what she said. She agreed with mostly what we just said. So all I'm saying is.
No, I'm talking about when he started talking about all of these systems from reparations and using the woman and the child, and she was getting ready to say something right there.
Yeah,
it
was the woman and child. What you think, sister? Yes, do you not see them using a woman and child? I like to hear that. That's a good point. I know you see it, but go ahead. They want to hear it. Go ahead. Tell them. Do you see it?
Okay, so your question is, do they use the woman? Do the child to the woman? Is that what your question was?
Yeah, that's the question.
Was that your question, sir?
Did you hear, go ahead, say it again so everybody get clarity. You saying she wanted to hear about the question between the child and the woman being a part of this system for the welfare. Did you not see that?
No,
And reparations. She was getting ready to say something. Somebody cut her off, so she went mute because, you know, she's not full, she's not aggressive. But
you know she's getting reparations already, right?
Yeah.
You know that, right?
He don't know
that's
nothing about
that's
her.
Called income tax.
Let her speak, please, because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Now, what
yeah.
you're saying is how long can a person go along and be a fool and be played with the same old? Is that
yeah.
what you're saying
yeah.
when I got called?
Yeah. Just say what you think, because I don't want to go through all this about what you think. Hurry up, please. Hurry up, because I got more to show.
I want to hear. I do want to hear what you want to say.
Because y'all making too much
going to say. But look how clever. Look how wise she was. She put in what she wanted to say in a question so everybody could still hear what she wanted to say. That's
right,
why you can't just use feminine energy, bro. That was
right,
some fly shit
know,
right there.
I don't want to do anything. I just don't want them to talk. Let them talk before y'all start jumping all over the place. Talk so we can get it over with, because I don't want to hear everybody telling jump in. Go ahead, say what you're going to say. Even if you didn't understand, just give what you feel, sister, because it's too many. I got the lines open, and I got too many people doing too many things. But go ahead. Hurry up, sister, please.
Yeah, I kind of lost my train of thought, but I believe what I was saying is that that most people, they go along with false information, and they're not able to decipher what from reality and from what's real. And I guess that's our history to teach itself.
That's true.
We don't see things for what they are.
Well, we don't see things.
I say this for thing. The job of a helpmate.
Drive on.
Right.
Don't worry about it. I got you, brother. Call me. I don't know where we come with that, but I'm gonna find you. If I got time to find you.
Yeah, I'm on with Eddie. Cause I don't know what the deal is. I've been on for two hours since the show began. Anyway.
I don't know either. So I'm trying to. I would have been.
Okay. Go ahead, Kwame. But could I just enter reparations? You have to go back to when Andrew Johnson vetoed reparations in 1866. It ain't changed yet. So that's where you have to start going back to. But what I wanted to look at is Tennessee and the other part about it. Russia, Alaska was bought from Russia. United States bought Alaska from Russia. If we study our history, I was 12 years old in 1963 when that Communist Manifesto came, or that book that he wrote about communism. But communism had been a thing since, you know, Paul Robeson and some of the great.
No, before Paul. Hold on, time out. No. This man taught Paul Robeson. Harry Hayward taught Paul Robeson. So, do you know anything about Harry Hayward? Let's just go with that because you're at that age. You know anything about this man? This
right.
man was your age. He died at 85. Had you ever heard of him before you heard this today?
No, not him, but
okay.
I heard about
okay.
Paul
okay.
Robeson.
Okay. Okay.
And that
Paul
Robeson was
that's
in
fine.
The...
That's fine.
In the
okay. Keep going. Yeah, go ahead. Paul Robeson.
1900s.
Yeah.
Okay,
no, Paul Robeson,
but what I want to focus,
no.
I just wanted to drop, because we talking about, you know, this Oreo cookie that's been dipped in this white milk in Tennessee, because them two black brothers standing between... with this white woman between is an Oreo cookie. And what you got to understand is what is so important about Tennessee and what them two brothers was doing. It's because if you look at the thing about Tennessee is the main producers of handguns and ammunition. They don't want them lobbying about gun violence, because that's what puts the money into the state of Tennessee.
Right. Now, I ain't got no problem with that.
That's old weird.
I ain't got no problem with that. Now, time out. Let's get deep now, because I don't play with y'all. Now, I ain't got no problem with them. I mean, now, the gun laws, according to Clarence Thomas, who gave a thesis on the first gun law, it was designed to help black people protect themselves. Now, I don't know where we went wrong, and now we are part of this foolishness. But the original law, everybody, the original law, I don't care, look up the original law. I don't care what I got to say today. The original law, then come back on another show and tell me if you can debate that law. That law stated it was for black folks to protect themselves. Now, you're going to tell me now we're going to be the major component who was against it now? Is that how you see that? Because that's what it looks like we're going to be.
Second Amendment was written when what we were here was property. We were not looked at as Anglo-Saxon, we the people of the United States and that Constitution.
Okay, I asked the question. Well,
so what you're talking, it was to disarm the red man and the black man from owning arms because after making rebellion.
So hold on. You saying that Clarence Thomas and them, I want to make y'all sure, because I love Clarence Thomas now because he's talking about shit. But you saying Clarence Thomas, the thesis that was the law was never for us to have no arms, for black people to have no,
It was not for us. Okay. It was because even with Tennessee being the volunteer state, that was to pick up arms, to protect us. It was not because they had to disarm us. They did not want us having weapons because
Now you want to ask the question now. I got to ask the question because you're talking, but who would they use to disarm us then? Because somebody got to come and disarm us. Who would they use?
The same people that they call right now, the police department, National Guard, military, under their control.
Hold on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Let's get all y'all on the line. Listen, y'all. I can't play with foolishness now. I said again, they made the police, right? Y'all say it was to disarm us. Okay, now a law comes in where we can have weapons. Now, get this to correct now. And the arm that we was able to get weapons, because we did get weapons. Y'all act like that didn't happen. We was able to fight. We had militias. You're telling me that black folks did not have militias. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I didn't say they didn't have militias. The thing was to disarm you.
If they have militias, how can you be disarmed?
But you had to have militias in the time that they were doing battle with other countries in this country. Once that battling was over with, they disarmed you.
No, they did not disarm us. Okay, come on now. Let's be real. I'm going to try to get real today. I'm not arguing with nobody. I just want to say, now you're saying every time that, I'm going to go with your premise now. Every time we fought somebody and beat their ass, they came and took the weapons from us. Every time. That's what you're saying.
Going back through history, starting with the revolution.
They had to disarm
after that. Christmas Addicts was the first to die in the revolution. And then we fought with them.
And what did they do? Hold on. Let's go first. So you're saying that the one black dude is the only dude that got weapons just because they say it's Christmas Addicts. So there's no regiment.
Christmas Addict was the first to die. He wasn't even armed.
I didn't say first
to
die. I said, did he have a regiment?
No.
No
regiment. He was part of the people that was standing up against the government, the British.
Okay, now, let's go.
You got to look at the history.
You got the key word. Officer, overseer.
I'm trying to see where y'all going with this. No one debated you wrong. I'm just getting your perspective so we can look at it and weigh it on the Libra table, like Mayotte. Now, we're going to put what you said. Let's go with what you said about the weapons. Okay, they got weapons. Somehow black folks was able to get weapons. They got weapons.
But what I'm talking about is right now today, what they're doing in Tennessee is they don't want what those two black brothers was doing is bringing attention to making gun laws and because of all of the industry that's making gun, it is the nation's biggest gun manufacturing.
Okay,
in Tennessee.
So you want weapons. All right, hold on. I'm not against weapons. I'm asking you, from what you're telling me, are you against the United States allowing black folks and other folks to have weapons? You want us to have no weapons? Make that clear, because your argument got to have something. Do you want us to have weapons or not? No or yes?
I have Maverick. I've got a 9mm sitting in my closet
right now. So you want.
All right, bro. Don't tell the folk what you got, man.
That's my point. I'm just saying, he just got to say yes or no. He ain't got to. Y'all go too far. That's on you. I asked y'all the question. So if you for the weapons, then what is your problem with the amendment of that we should have weapons? I'm trying to figure this out for all y'all listening. If y'all have a problem with weapons, all y'all listening right now, let me get a yay name, because this is the crazy part here. So if we had no weapons, y'all cool with that, or y'all cool with us able to have weapons? Which one is it, y'all? Yay or nay, please.
I say yay.
I say yay.
I say yay.
Okay.
Okay, so now y'all got to say yourself. You got to say yourself. Then we don't need to be arguing with a group that won't take weapons. The group that won't take weapons is the group that black people love to death. It's the Democrats. Now, if the party telling you that we got... Now, here's... Come on, y'all. Let's use the Bible right now. I got to use... We just said we're using espionage. If I get people who is crazy, I just told you I want to make... Y'all heard your own self, not me talking. Just their own words. They said, we want to make criminality part of the poor. So if you can make the poor believe that they're criminals because they're poor, what better group to let out?
But you played a clip of Rowski, the guy and she went to your criminology.
Sal
What does the 13th Amendment say?
What does it say? You tell us.
Neither slavery nor indentured servitude, except if you're duly convicted of a crime. If they criminalize then what do they do with people when you charge with a crime?
But that's the same group. You're not getting this, obviously. I said this is the group that Obama, the Democratic Party, all learned from. I just told you the group they learned from. I'm not trying to bait. I'm not debating you. I said you got to give me something to show how our people, who you just said don't make no sense to follow, is following. They follow the group that said we're going to make criminality to the poor. You just said yourself. I don't know what y'all
can't. You played that clip and talked about him criminology.
That's Zelensky. I'm not playing the clip. I played what he told us he does. I asked you, he made the Democratic Party of blacks believe that being poor is worthy of getting universal income now. And because it's working very well, our people are going to be happy to go along with this agenda that's been orchestrated by the mafia. So, y'all got, see, that's why I know y'all can't really get to do much deep.
I got an answer, Dry Bones.
Give me an answer. Because I'm sick of
It still goes back simplistically to an ancient text. When somebody needs correction and mama whooped that ass, that's when you straighten up, right? The Democratic Party was created by all of those hate groups, the Klan and all of that shit. So instead of people wanting to speak plainly and stand up for truth and justice, they go along because they don't want to get hung or castrated.
Okay,
A lot of people know the Democratic Party ain't beneficial.
Okay.
It's not a beneficial party for
the people. Let's go intimidation. Now, I've got people that y'all all know, Now, intimidation is what he actually said. He said, including the Communist Party, they said, and sometimes it makes sense. I'm going to use intimidation. Okay, somebody is throwing black people out. Legitimately throwing black people. Not because they squatting, because they was good citizens. They played their rent. They did all they could. Now you want to play a game on them. Y'all don't go and protest for that. Y'all protesting for people who are destroying property. Not y'all on this line, the blacks that's in your family and bloodline. You know they are. You know everybody don't agree with you on this line. Ain't nobody. You are a minority to your own goddamn family, many of you, if you're really telling it the truth. Now, your family believe in all this crazy shit, doing all kind of shit. Next to they be zombies, and you with them while they're a zombie. Let's go with this premise, since I want to talk sci-fi all the time. And you don't realize how far off they in. And y'all following all this shit y'all claim y'all don't follow, but you right around the people who follow it. So how you exempt? You ain't exempt. That's the problem I have with the dry bones. You got to come to a harder core understanding. You in danger more than anybody if you know what you think you know that the people don't know. Obviously, we all validated. They don't know it. So we ain't got to debate that at all. They don't know it.
I got a question. For Kwame, it's just yes or no. So you disagree with them expelling those two black people from the court, from the council or whatever? That's my question.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, I disagree because they were doing was bringing attention with the youth that was outside protesting into the well of the government and bringing that attention.
Okay.
Those major funders that fund that government, the largest businesses in Tennessee is gun manufacturers. Smith & Wesson just moved down there from Massachusetts in 2021. They have major companies. This one of the nation's largest handgun manufacturers.
Okay,
how
are you
all
there
in
Tennessee? So I got
another
question.
Hold on. I'm gonna let you ask, but I gotta ask a question first. Do we know the percentage of blacks that are working for this? See, before I go into a deep debate and we arguing over dumb shit, I want to make sure that we go look up and see how many blacks are able to have a middle class job from this. If they are, we got to make that decision. I don't want to be arguing.
Okay,
dumb
go
shit.
Go on. Fox
I don't know.
17.
You might,
Fox
you might
17.
Be right. You might be right about what you're saying, but I don't know who they hire.
54%. 54% of the people there in Tennessee work for these manufacturing companies.
Okay. I don't know who black
in the areas.
That's a good thing.
In middle Tennessee.
Okay. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, they're making guns? You got a problem with that? Let me know. Yes or no? You got a problem? Anybody on the line, I got the lines open. That I can't get no political understanding from y'all psyche. Is it okay in your state, if you live in whatever state you're in, Georgia? If Georgia told you, Brother Kwame, that we know what? We decided we need to have a registry on your guns, and you must pay a tax. It's going to affect you. So now you're affected. Let's just say you are going to be, because you're going to be affected, of course, because they're going to do that. So you're telling me you okay with the government targeting our individual weapons? Is that a yes or no? I mean, we don't need a lot of accolades. Just, do you believe and
no.
why? Okay, so you don't
no.
believe. Okay, are you out there listening? I asked y'all, your line's opening. Are you okay
no.
with your state? Thank you.
No.
Let's get some real people on the line, please. Got the most.
Hell
money.
No.
Hell
no.
Right. Talking about this bullshit.
And that's
no.
what I was trying to say. I live in a
yeah.
state where they you can't have a gun. You go to jail
that's
for
right.
3.5 years. Just
right.
have one.
Right. Thank you, man.
It doesn't
thank
change.
You, man.
It doesn't. All it does is disarm people from defending themselves.
So,
you know
now,
what I'm saying?
I
so,
know Buffalo,
yeah.
Now, your state even. Now, here's the difference. Now, he in New York State, like me, but he in a different region of New York State. Now, you know, New York State, you can't even get mace. They don't want you to have mace, but you can get mace. Of course, you get anything you want. But I'm just telling you how they work, but they claim they don't work. So everything, Albany, the capital area, Sarah, all these areas, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, all got different laws in their jurisdiction that permeates them to have them because they're hunters. Is it a state law
or is it the city says they have ordinance? The city has
now,
ordinance.
The city has
and
ordinance.
The state
but who,
has a law.
But who oversees us now is becoming
Ooh.
Governor. Who oversees us now is becoming governorships. Governorships work with federal law. So if the governor, who y'all believe, obviously don't know the civics, the governor can supersede an edict on all you motherfuckers. Every state, even your governor. Every governor.
That's why marijuana is legal in some states and
right.
it's against the federal law
that.
Still.
I'm talking about the governor.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not in New York, but I don't know if that stands
throughout
all of
okay.
New York or just
the
five boroughs.
Hold on. Don't worry about New York. You ain't living there. What about your state? Give me your state good with guns? You good with guns in your state? They can come get you? They got
we had a right to carry here.
Oh, we are going
okay.
to have
South
it
Carolina, okay. South Carolina.
Okay.
Georgia, okay. Right. Right. You can
hold
walk.
I just want to say my thoughts.
As
I understand that already. 13 states, including Florida, are going to be able to have no reason to have it go red. Because here's how dumb this is, y'all. Anybody know now, this is Obama, because that's all. Obama made sure that you had to go get your guns. I mean, if you bought a gun from a gun store or a gun thing, unless they were registered with the federal government, you could take the gun with you if they were registered. But you go to a gun store, they got to do a wait. You go get your gun. You don't think you're already in the registry? I mean, come on. How y'all that really? Come on. You don't know you're in the registry when you go buy.
Hold on.
Are you
can I say something
yeah.
quick, dry bones? The beautiful thing about it is this.
Somebody.
Check it
please.
Out. The beautiful thing about that is, bro. If I have a license, no. If I go in a store and buy five guns, right? Just say I buy five guns.
Yeah.
I can go into my neighborhood. Anybody that want to buy a gun from me can buy that gun. You know what I'm saying? As long as they got a driver's license, they could buy that gun. I ain't got to do no paperwork on them or nothing. Right?
Okay,
all they need to do is give
state?
Them a receipt.
That's your state.
South Carolina. South Carolina.
Okay,
can I drop something else on you right quick?
First, state. I'm not – okay, that's – now, I've said – Florida, New York is a problem. Some of the other California, all of them got guns. Guns are there. I asked y'all, are y'all cool with them staging up these people shooting black folks, because, of course, black folks and white folks who are Christians are going to be the new attack mechanism. It has to be. Got to have somebody's
psyops.
All right, so they shoot y'all, they shoot people. Now, y'all telling me the law that's going in now, that these two Democratic guys now, let's go with the premise. Now, I don't know what you know about them, Brother Kwame, because I'm not there. I would rather have somebody who actually in the state tell me who elected them and who are they and what have they done for their community or what have they done with the money for them to be this flamboyant. Are they AOC from Tennessee? I don't know, but I know one thing. A politician is somebody, I don't give a damn, he don't hold a mediocre fake who cares if he makes a fake-ass protest with a white woman in charge who don't get in no trouble, but these two do. So I'm actually on your line. Y'all don't see that as a psyop by the Democratic Party to make a big front, pretend like they care about black folks who are the main people getting shot in their own neighborhood with guns, but no white folks in Ku Klux Klan coming through now. Ain't no white
what
woman.
They were upset with is because a white woman, a white trans woman, went into a Christian school and shot three babies and three adults.
Okay.
That was the thing.
That was the thing.
The question that Dry Bones just stated, though, is
about the responsibility of having a gun.
Let me intervene for a second, guys. What he just stated is the communities of the blacks is black on crime, 99%. If somebody gets shot, it's black. It's in a black neighborhood. Black politicians in the neighborhood are all against the guns and taking them away and all of this and don't want to do anything for the black community. So how do you guys continue to support this party that do not recognize black on black crime by guns?
I want to say something on this. As anybody that's a veteran should understand this. Me personally, I had to carry a weapon for 13 years.
Right.
So the point is not talked about is when you use that, you cannot undo what you do when you play with that thing. So you got to have some type of conscience or accountability behind that, because people talking about guns and they ain't never had to use one. You know, you can say a lot of stuff, but when you're in that situation and you do something with that weapon, you can't undo that.
I'm not against the gun. I told y'all straight up from the get-go, so this argument could be really put to mute. I said that if you got guns, obviously it's a weapon mechanism for the people. If a criminal is able to get high-level guns and your local church is telling you to turn your gun in, and you got to walk through a chaos of